Blog Talk Radio.
Dry Bones, and we're about to get it on this morning. Black Butterfly. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Now, I know it's an hour ahead of time, so I hope many of you was on time getting up. Set your clocks for it, or it already did it for you on your phones, because your phones are living entities. They are able to tell you exactly what time it is. No matter what time zone you're in, it will switch over to that time zone. Oh, yes. Now, if you are not up yet, you got some time, so hit the button, get your butts up, hit the button on the phone, get your computers on, because we about to feel real good today. It's a good feel. It's cold here in the MIA. Those of you in Miami, if you're out on the beach today, you cold. It's 62 degrees. And with the wind, it feels like 52 degrees. It is a chilly one here in the MIA, but I just came back from the below, and it's cold. It's cold. And much love to everybody up there. So much tragedy, but we will persevere. Keep those thoughts. Life is a journey. Now, I feel good because I feel vindicated, man. The name of this show is Vindicated. Facts do matters. Everything we be saying. Wish I could get a money for all the shit I've been right on. Damn. Wouldn't have to worry about nobody giving me no money. But let me just say this. Vindicated to the max, man. Everything has come. Telling you. And many on the bones, y'all been telling other peoples that are connecting the dry bones together. And by us telling people, there's a cataclysmic mindset that they are so afraid of. It's not even about weapons. Ain't about weapons. It's about your mind shifting back to the paradigm of reality, because you in fantasy land for real. Today we're going to prove you in fantasy land. We've been telling many of you to wag the dog. Watch the movie, Wag the Dog. Well, got to put it on you today. Many of you have been talking about the Great Reset, but y'all don't be knowing what's been said in the Reset besides Klaus Schwab. You ain't heard President Pink Jean, what he got to say about stuff. I mean, my goodness, he's getting royal treatment. Then, over here in the United States, they had the nerve to put Jesse Smollett running around talking about, I ain't crazy. I'm not insane. He know what he about to do. He going to be evaluated as mentally insane. Yeah, watch and see. Oh, my goodness. So we got a lot to talk about, but there's people behind the scenes, man. Rich as hell, ruling. Old as hell, too. Don't let me tell you old people ain't ruling, because all the people ruling the earth is old. You might see some young faces. That's just a facade. And then to know that the most horrifying thing is many of our personalities, radio, television, and politics, they all belong to a group called WEF, Young Global Leaders. I got the extensive list in my hands. I will be telling many of you some sad stories about all the people you watch on TV who pretend to be on the left or the right. Y'all been saying it? Last night, we'll be doing a live. We won't be live, but the day before, we will be live at the Trump rally here in South Florida. And all that's tied into what's going on, Bosnia and Ukraine, and just a boatload of fantasy land stuff. Yes, yes, yes. You are designed to believe anything and everything. That's your chemistry makeup. Doesn't even matter if you even seen it yourself. All they got to do is cast a broad spell on everybody. And you would know the difference. Just like we learned the other night by watching a lot of these documentaries that's coming out. You know, some of the worst police officers in the country was right there in Chicago in different spots. And, you know, it's really deep when the police officers will use blackface tactics, paint themselves black to sell to the young people drugs. See, that blackface is a spiritual ritual. I told you. It's a ritual. All who do blackface, including the Prime Minister of British Columbia, a.k.a. Canada. So, really, you brainwash people out there listening in La La Land that if you believe, and every time I watch a black documentary, if I see Black Lives Matter in the documentary, I know it's propaganda, because facts matters. And I feel vindicated because I don't prove through facts that it's ran by a clandestine operation of white philanthropists trying to push a social agenda. Plain and simple. You can rebut it with ignorance, but facts do matter. So today's vindicated program will just be dedicated to those all you on the line who've been 100% accurate. That goes to show you which radio show is listened to. That's why somebody on the last line was saying CIA at the end of the program last time we were on the air. And I wonder why that was even said. Because most likely they don't care about no weapons. I ain't got enough weapons to fight the CIA and them. Not by myself, I don't. So obviously, negation of thought that creates a factual reality of what you're really in to make you have a more understanding of how to get out of what you're in. When you're in fantasy land, you can't get out of the fantasy land. That's why they call you Alice in Wonderland. You can't get out. You're looking for the way out. But unfortunately, and then the crypto kings out there, all you crypto people, y'all got to explain to me where the hell the money go when they disappear. I want to hit up this from today too. I feel vindicated for all that. I hope I got all you bones ready, because we're going to get hard and heavy this morning. I'm coming into all y'all at the 10:30 mark, and guess what? Cash Money is back today. I think we got two players already. Cash at me by 12 high noon to get in the Cash Money game with $5. Get you 100. Oof, how easy can it be? Test your mind to see if you can truly see. Now, we had a lot of conversations with different people. The hardest thing today facing most people is your own household or personal relationships within your own households or sexual households or whatever else you want to call it. That's the real hardest thing there is. Second is fighting the New World Order. First is your own house. Ain't no way you gonna beat the New World Order when you got chaotic idiots running around you, telling you you fool it, you lying, you this, you ain't doing nothing, you ain't right, you ain't this, all this name calling and bullshitting. That's the first and foremost of the first of the fight. So if you got that battle, then you want to fight the New World Order? And you are what you see in the outside within the inside, micro macro. And I ain't talking about macaroni cheese. You know, what you see in the outside is what you see in your own house. So if racism, which is the biggest talk there is, I'm going to deal with black folks first. No one's making you bleach your skin, black people. No one's making you do this. No matter how bad you talk about white folks, you have spent $4 billion in bleaching your skin around the world. Now, that's your money. Ain't nobody gonna tell you to spend it, but don't come to me talking about white man, and you bleaching your skin, giving the white cosmetic companies $4 billion. Facts prove you are a fucking idiot. I feel vindicated just by facts. See, you can't come to us no more. Talk about the white man this, the white man that. And all the celebrities got white wives and white husbands. How that sound? You come to me talking that shit. I'm like, uh-huh. Well, your wife sure like she got some good-ass pussy. And she's white. She looks good to me. So how's that work to us today? Don't make no sense to it. So I'm vindicated again. Vindicated on how stupid that sounds about talking about people who going to be talking up for us and got the so-called group that if doing us wrong, they sleeping with every night and got some beautiful kids with them and stuff. Come on now. Vindicated. Then we got celebrities. I mean, of all the groups to listen to is celebrities, particularly athletic celebrities. Why are we listening to them? Now let's get to the deep heart of this before I get into the New World Order side. But if we had during the early 60s, you had Jim Brown, all of them get together, right, in Miami, down here in Overtown. And the main one, Sam Cooke, he gets killed. Now, any of y'all would think about that one. Wait a minute. The guy who got the most, the guy who was giving the concerts and giving the proceeds to the Nation of Islam, the guy who was doing the concerts and giving his proceeds to some of these black civil rights groups, the guy who was about to start the first record company that was black independently owned, making people self-sufficient, also was not loved his brother because the dude he was with was a Haitian brother. See, see, Haitian and blacks were always getting along, but see, y'all made yourselves feel this way. Facts gonna vindicate that one today too. Now, here he gets killed by an Asian chick. Now, this is a parallel to your reality today. See, you at the table just like they was talking about this Black Lives Matter and waiting for Maxine Waters and Dr. whatever Shaka Zulu to come out and give you some shit that they promised you 25 years that you was going to get this, that, this, and didn't get a goddamn dime. Now you about to get shot by some Asians because they about to steal the whole economy. See, that's a parallel type of talk. See, because you getting killed by the Asians right now. Everything you buy is Asian. So Sam Cooke, who gets killed with all these mighty athletes, these athletes living today, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jim Brown, who else? Ali, the only one dead. And, you know, Malcolm's dead. And Sam Cooke dead. Ain't that interesting? The biggest ones is dead. Not that Kareem ain't big and Jim Brown ain't big, but the ones that had worldwide appeal and was very illustrious in their talk was Sam Cooke. And none of them got to the bottom. With all the money Kareem got today, he worrying about black folks taking a vaccination. Ain't that some shit? He worrying about me getting vaccinated. But he supposed to be pro-black. I'm supposed to believe Whitey now after you and your so-called party I had down here in Miami. But Sam Cooke was legendary for women. Legendary. And smart. But legendary. So it goes to show you that the comprehension level is not that great in people. For no one to realize that none of them athletes did shit when he got killed. None of them. Nobody did shit when Malcolm got killed. No one did shit when King got killed. You still playing the same games that was going on back then. Talking about you at the table. Anything that I see with Black Lives Matter, especially the NFL, of all people, telling us about the NFL is for equality, you should be laughably put out. All like Stephen Hay. Come on, man. Y'all listening to these people, man. It ain't even plausible for us to be listening to them. That shows you the infantile mentality that we got, that your own Bible said you'd be put under reprobate minds. See, I'm going to use your Bible because it's a spell book. It ain't no history book. It's an alien spell book. But you can believe whatever you want. You're still in America for now. Until you wake up. And today is your wake-up time. I will be vindicated, many of you on this line as well. There's a book out, been out, called A Brief History of the Future, printed in 2006. You do the math. The book Henry Kissinger called brilliant and provocative. Difficult to dismiss. Says difficult to dismiss this book. This book is so good. If you don't read it, oh well. Well, I'm so glad I read, because, you know, that takes a lot of the initiative to read, especially when many of us got children who can't read. Show you how sad that is today. Got a person in your house can't hardly read. And you want to blame the white man. Ooh, really? Now, in this book called A Brief History of the Future, the man name is Jacques Attali. He is an international Illuminati banker. This is a fact. Look him up. So powerful, Trudeau of Canada, Mitterrand from France, all of them bow down to him, and he is a liaison to the Rothschild family. In the book, the banker exposing a hideous, brave new world on mankind, one divorce of goodness, truth, or reality. Even more numerous masses will hurt themselves at the gates of the West. Now, did you hear that? Even more masses will hurl themselves at the gates of the West. They sure are. They're right at the Mexican border coming in. The record is so high, everybody. It's in the millions that are coming in on a weekly basis. Now, you do the math and see where you're going to end up, black folks. All right. Let's get it on. Now, after this is in his book, after these hurls of people come to the West Gate, Mexico. They already numbered hundreds of thousands every month. The figures will increase to millions, to tens of millions. This is in 2006 that this was produced and said will happen. The United States will be the most popular destination. And this is in the book, man. The preface. The United States will be the most popular. Is that not true? In 20 years, the Hispanic and African-American population will almost constitute the majority of the United States. They already know that. They ain't scared of that. When you know something in advance, people, you have the power to alter the reality of it. Because I already know what could be happening. So maybe I can dabble to prevent. That's where we'll get deep into that one. Look, they know that already. Nothing new to them. You ain't telling them nothing new that you know you're going to be more than them. Then it goes on to say, Jacques Attalee also foresaw the surveillance state. Look what the man said. Everything I'm saying is verbatim. That's the name of his book, too, verbatim. Our iPhones send data to the NSA. This came out of his book. He said, your iPhones already sends the data. It was designed to send data. So when you kill somebody, like in B-Lo and all that, they know where you at. Just like the gangs know where you at when they come to get you. They know where you at. So right there and there tell you, you've been played. Because many of you got iPhones. And Christianity is pitted against Islam. It's coming out of this book. Clearly, Attalee is not no clairvoyant. But he has access to the blueprints. Obviously. Then the man goes on to say, nomadism, that means nomads, will also become the norm in the West. More and more people will leave one country for another. There will soon be more than tens of millions of them switching countries every year. That's happening now, too. When I say countries, I mean states, because some states, the United States has 50 countries, 50 to whatever, 51 to, which is Puerto Rico. Those are countries within the borders of the United States. So those countries, everybody switches. They either go on to Arizona, California is coming to New York, California is coming to Florida, California is going from New York to Florida, Florida to Georgia, Georgia to down to Alabama, they're going all over South Carolina. You name it. People are moving because they can't get it on in their hometown. Can't get it on. Tells you right there something wrong. He knew that. 2006, wrote about it. Then he goes on to say some unbelievable stuff. They will no longer want to depend on a country whose tax system, legislation, and even culture they reject. They're getting you to reject America right now. That's what the whole purpose of the woke movement that he spoke. I'm giving you all the clues this man told you to your face. So y'all be running around playing the game like this really shit really is real. Can't be real. The man told you ahead of time, what we going to do is we're going to make the white folks, now I'm on you white folks, make them feel real bad. Now here's white folks telling their own people, we're going to make them feel real bad for being mean to blacks. How about that one, guys? Yeah, let's do that. Got white folks feeling bad and shit. They voting for Obama. That's all was in the plan. To make white folks, because they the ones who voted for him, not you black people. You helped with the facial looks, but you ain't helped with the money and the numbers. That you know you lying. I feel vindicated again. Cause no, you know I'm telling you the truth. Now, let's even go further. The world, this is unbelievable. And also disappear completely to live in another life. The world will thus be increasingly filled with people who will become anonymous of their own free will. People just want to get away. They want to go to the outdoors and just get lost, you know, be anonymous, get off the grid. That's what he's talking about. Then he goes on, the dollar will remain dominant until at least 2025. Now, that right there should make you say, oh, shit, we in 2022. We got 3 years left, according to what this man has been very accurate. He ain't like no others. He is in the blueprint. Like Jay-Z say, blueprint. So by 2025, just think for a minute, everybody. You can see it happening. If gas by 2025, we won't even be driving if it keeps going up pretty soon. The dollar will have to be taken out. That's why Joe Biden just recently said this week they was going to make cryptocurrency part of the Federal Reserve, just like we said. How many years ago, everybody, I said it? When I found out, I told y'all. And many of y'all wasn't even talking about that shit. It's called FedCoin. Now it's so normal. Y'all on the radio talking about it now. You know, I love it. Just like the Yahweh days. No one knew Yahweh's name was God. Now, Yahweh, yeah, brother. Yeah, boy, oh, boy. Too late to get the Kool-Aid. Too late to sip on the Kool-Aid. Now, let's even go. So 2025, the key. He says, when foreign backers will start abandoning it, and the great credit pyramid based on the value of American housing will collapse. All you real estate, I just give you the blueprint, all you realtors out there listening. It's going to collapse. They're going to collapse it because they buying up all the property prepared for the collapse. Oh, man, I feel vindicated there. I feel good. Let me take a sip. Vindication is a beautiful thing, y'all. I can go to death. I could die knowing I told many of y'all the truth. Y'all laugh, but I feel vindicated because your faces is turning to laughter, to sour. Acting like y'all, we crazy for how we talking. Really? We're going to see who crazy going to be. Get ready for crazy town. Now, let's even go further. After the collapse, what you can see is in the make now. Then the U.S. will then start disintegrating with violence, chaos ensuing. Jacques Attalee stated it would be tomorrow. Africa will, this is what he says, quote, it will not be tomorrow's Africa that will one day resemble today's West. But the whole West that could tomorrow invoke today's Africa. So he's saying Africa is going to benefit, which they are right now. Africa benefited because they in the New World Order, everybody. Africa, I got the list right here. So when y'all want to get down in the next few minutes, ooh, wish I could challenge y'all for real money. Tell me how Africa not in the New World Order. How they not? And don't give me that shit, oh, they killed the leaders. No, them leaders joined. They've been in families for hundreds of years. The people of the New World Order is. Hundreds of years. You know what country they want? The biggest one is Ghana. You got people running around talking about they going to Ghana. They still here in America. Get your lying ass off the goddamn air. They ain't going no goddamn Africa. You wish you would. Why don't you go now? They just said it was better for you. But you know it ain't better for you. It's better for those in the New World Order. Now, not least is religion. He could not go without giving his prophecy for that or his blueprints that he invoked. He also says the whole world could be tomorrow's invokes today's Africa. As chaos and violence engulf the world, Christianity and Islam will strengthen. What? Christianity and Islam will strengthen? That's a scary one there, because they already talked about World War III like we told y'all years when we heard about it, too. When we heard, I said, man, they're going to create three wars. Oh, man, please. Man told you from the 1800s, Albert Pike, we're going to create three of them. Boy, well, now he knew. Then it goes on to say, and this is what I see today in America, the Bible Belt regions of the southern U.S. will mobilize and could dominate U.S. politics. Are y'all ready for the Helios? Are y'all ready for the Helios? Y'all best to get ready. Because when we come back from this commercial break, we bringing y'all in. We told you, it is on and popping, y'all. On and popping. Because guess what? The U.S. southern base is now the Republican Party. Y'all ready? Let's get it on.
There's an invisible enemy that you can't see. COVID is everywhere, in the air, in your hair. There's an invisible enemy you can't see. COVID-19 is everywhere. It's in your air, it's in your hair. Oh yeah. Do not leave your house without that mask over your mouth. Distancing is really social conditioning. Now I hope that you're listening, cause the vocals are glistening. Don't you find it funny? They remaining open for business, and you can't even call your dad to find a boat to go fishing. And when you try to warn the people, you see no one is listening, cause they're focused
on the hocus pocus, jokers are given up. Reading off a teleprompter with their masses have written them in their lockstep with the agenda planning on chipping them.
Flying up now, 6 feet apart, please roll up your sleeve, here's your microchip, don't sneeze.
And if we find out you got the disease, you're going to camp to get some Cyclone B for your fleas.
Is an invisible enemy that you can't see. COVID-19 is everywhere. It's in the air. It's in your head.
Bill Gates is a motherfucking psychopath, posing as a philanthropist, and I gotta laugh. People who cannot see behind the child speak that he's a serial killer on a wild streak. I saw his deposition. I know his demeanor. The earth to him is full of dirty humans, and he is the cleaner. If a sixth was a nine, June 11th is the day. There's something somewhere might just get blown away. Could it be the Space Needle? Could it be the Space Needle? But Bill Gates loves needles. So why in the world would he ever wanna blow up the Space Needle?
Way more, 700,000, people who will suffer from that.
No talk from Dr. Fauci as we open up the line. Where's Fauci at? The war has taken over COVID, like we told y'all. Vindicated again. God damn, I feel good. Ooh, better than pussy. God damn. Oh, man. I mean, think about it. Hey, Fauci disappeared now. Can't be found. But y'all was... Some of you niggas still wearing masks in the car in 80-degree weather. We find out, Holly, nobody actually died. That you know, the funerals that they was dumping. See, how you know that was not fake, but they was dumping the body? Somebody going to tell me it was fake on Ukraine. I'm like, man, look. You after the day, I'll make sure all y'all realize I'll be so vindicated after I show y'all that they can fake a war, because they going to tell you themselves. So let me open up the mics to all you vindicated dry bone listeners, because y'all surely are vindicated by giving them the facts. Let me go to 8554, vindication, baby.
You know what? You funny as hell. You know that damn word vindicate comes up to the number 6. And what year are we? You knew that. You know what you're doing. I can't make this shit up, bro. No, it's funny. You know what? I'm now you done took me someplace else when you just mentioned the mask. Now, I just got back from Memphis Wednesday, and ironically, and it's sad at the same time to say this, bro, but I see a commonality between Chicago, Memphis, and certain parts of Mississippi. Okay. Black folks is still wearing these damn masks. Mm-hmm. Now, up here, the end of February, the governor, the Cook County president, and the mayor lifted the mask mandate. But if you came up here right now, you couldn't really tell. Now, last Sunday afternoon in Memphis, mm-hmm. it was like 81 degrees. Guess who walking around outside of 81 degrees with mask on? And it wasn't the two Bobs. Well, if y'all don't know, two Bobs are cold war for white people.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I go to South Haven, Mississippi. Right. I go to South Haven, Mississippi 2 days later. I see black folks walking around with masks. Now, in Tennessee and Mississippi, from what I know, with Tennessee, the governor got rid of the mask mandates, I think, before the end of the year. But it's like the government tells you to do one thing or not to do one thing, but then people do the opposite.
That's right.
Now, going back to that song you was playing with Bill Gates. Now, far as the world, the WHO funding, the World Health Organization, the number one funders are the United States. We have to also break that down too. But second is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Number two, let's go to the World Economic Forum. Non-government organizations, different schools, universities, governments, yada, 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 multinational corporations and companies, big pharma, big tech. But who comes behind that? Bill Melinda Gates Foundation. That's no accident, bro. And you mentioned, you talked about Henry Kissinger. Go back and look up, if you can still get the book, the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations. And in a few pages, in a few chapters, he talks about Henry Kissinger came out of Tavistock, out of Georgetown.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And also, you were talking about the world. I think you mentioned the World Bank. The Rothschilds own the World Bank. Mm-hmm. So now, when you were talking about World War III, it could be a physical war. It could not be. Maybe it could be an economic war. I mean, in terms of really transferring the currency we in now over to digital.
Yeah. Yeah. You heard y'all turn. I mean, if y'all ain't on the feed with these brothers and sisters on this feed, that they be, y'all better jump on it quickly. If y'all on the feed, y'all said it. The digital currency. Your beloved President Biden is talking about an executive order to give Janet Yellen everybody the power to create Bitcoin for our currency. So it's becoming
and the person
clear.
That creates it that controls it. Just like
that's
look
right.
what Trudeau did in Canada before the whole Russian Ukraine thing broke out. He basically cut off all the economic roads for the truckers.
That's right.
And they were talking about if they did it or the same thing with Putin, okay, we're gonna cut off the money. But I'm like, wait a minute. So who has the power? Who's really controlling this whole digital currency money road here? It ain't us.
Yeah, it ain't us. Now I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna give y'all a clue to it because you're hitting on some deep. Stay with me. We're doing that 3 minutes. You still got a minute and a half left. We're gonna keep on. Just think about what you just said. It ain't us. But I'm gonna tell everybody, all weapon systems. Believe what I'm telling y'all. All weapon systems, black faces are in control. That is a fact. So something is deeply wrong if the military has many black high-tech individuals controlling systems for war. Now, let me ask you a question. Did you hear the part? Because y'all sent it. It looked like America going to get exposed, particularly those in the high places of what I call germ warfare. They say that's where all the germs are at, is in Ukraine.
You talking about the bio warfare weapons.
That's right. There you go. There you go.
See,
ain't that
here's the thing you mentioned that earlier. Okay, yeah, it's being uncovered now, but it's like so many people, I'm talking about black and white, they are distracted with the bullshit.
Well, you
I mean,
hey,
you know what's going on.
Man.
I know, but what about
Jesse
the masses?
Jesse Smollett, let's go there.
Juicy Smollett.
Yeah, Juicy Smollett. Dude, when I found out, now I look it up because I was in. I flown to your area because that's where connecting flights is at, going into two places: Philly, Chicago, and Charlotte. For all of you flying across to New York, to all these areas, to Miami and all that, you got to get connecting flights.
And by the way, Biden extended the mask mandates on the plane for another month.
That's right. The planes do not want to really do it.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
That's right. They don't want to do it. I was on there, man. And I'm going to tell you, they're scared of some people. Some people scare me on the airlines now, everybody. I was in Chicago. I was not used to their airport, so when you're making that turn, dude, y'all got a goon squad at every section. Look like some big husky Italians and shit telling you where to go. Because they looked at me and said, which way are you looking at, man? Which way are you trying to go? I said, to H, that way. They were like part of undercover watching what's going on. I said, damn, I creeped that out shit. And they're one of the only airports I've seen with a goon squad.
Now, I haven't flown in a while, but you know, well, the family don't know, we actually got two airports. So the one you were at was O'Hare, but which is an international airport for all the international flights. Now, there's another airport actually in Chicago called Midway. Those are for smaller flights, whatever. I don't know if they have that goon squad set up over there or not, but like I said, what you just said, that doesn't surprise me.
Man, I tell you, I was looking. I said, how they were all lined up to tell us where to go. And it was Big Bro, big white boy. I mean, we call him in Buffalo because everybody say what you say is what you call him. What you call it, we call him Cracker. The Cracker, and the Crackers, those of y'all don't know that, that's a word that was given to us by them. They were called the Crackers, so we call them what they are. Them Crackers was big, looked like some Italians, and they was like guys making sure ain't no shit was going to break out in that damn airport. I can tell you that right now. And it sure didn't. Let me keep it going. Like MIA, see, MIA had fights. See, that's why you better watch what's going on in these airports, y'all, because the MIA is wild, and now they done made every airport now bring in NSA people to watch who coming through that airport. So y'all better pay attention. Let me ask one more question. Samuel Jackson, man, gave money, gave all support to Jesse Smollett. What is black folks thinking in Chicago before I take another call? I mean, how does that work?
That's the whole point. They're still being brainwashed by race. If you watch that post conference after they gave Smollett the verdict, his grandmother, his family, and some other dudes, I guess he's supposed to be political activists, they sit up there talking about, you know, well, you had a president that was in office that was lying, and then you got this whole Russia-Ukraine thing going on. That ain't got shit to do with the goddamn verdict. But see, you actually got people still here in Chicago still believing that race shit. They still talking about Trump, and he ain't not even in office no more. How insane is that?
Dude, insanity.
But
that's
the same people still walking around here with masks on.
With masks on.
And the mask mandate's been dropped.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, let me get some more in there. Stay with me. Mute yourself. I'll bring you back in when, you know, just come in when we need you. 3364. Welcome to the
hearing. Hey, my brother, my lord, how you hear me, man?
I'm hearing you loud and clear.
These earphones I got is rough, man. These earphones I got rough. Hey, you asked a question with Fauci at, right? Fauci somewhere hiding, bro. Your governor said it, man. Your governor, DeSantis said it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said Fauci somewhere hiding, man. He in protective custody, man. He hiding like a motherfucker, man. He just got death threats and shit, man. But I'm going to tell, hey, bro, it's so much fun to be alive with all this knowledge flowing like water, man. I love it, bro.
The flowing water, bro. 33rd. Keep going.
It's
you got
special
to
the 33rd parallel,
going.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Keep going,
33rd
bro.
Parallel, man, all the way. They, my man that I listened to the other day, that my man Gator, whatever they call it, Bishop Gator, bro,
yeah.
He breaking this shit down, man. I mean, he's sharp like us, man. I love it to hear some of my people like us, man. My man Derek in Illinois, he said Pritzker one of the 13 families, man. He got to get taken out, man.
Ooh, they're one of the richest families in the United States.
Yep, they are.
He's one of the 13 families, man. The 13 motherfuckers that's running all this shit working for the Rothschild, man. It's a beautiful time to see these devils. The Most High is taking out the little devils first. Then you're going to get all the way up to the big devils, man. You talking about third world war, and my man break it down. It's between the old world order, the new world order, all both of them can get taken out at one time, man. This shit fun to see this stuff happening here, brother. And my man, he broke it down about the 33rd parallel out there where your boy Kobe got killed. That's on Soros land, and that's the same spot where they tried to take Tiger out, man. The 33rd parallel ain't no joke, man. Y'all, I'm on the 33rd parallel. I got to keep my head on the damn swivel, man.
Yeah, I'm on the 31st parallel, which is free territory. Yeah, we know where we at. I love y'all.
Hold on.
Let's go with you. Tell me how we gonna do this thing with the now. You see, they got the new iPhones. All of them are going to transfer to. I have not seen nothing myself yet. Is there anything that could repel that damn 5G to this phone? That's what I'm trying to find.
Oh, hey, I just say you put like my brother Ray, they've been busting him with that 5G, man. And they working on the old people first and the young children.
Yes,
and women.
Thank you. That's what it
that's
said.
Who they
old
taking
people
out,
was gonna
old
be
folks.
First. That's what it said. You absolutely
yes,
right. It said it.
So I'm trying to show Brother Ray how to shield himself and what to do, man. He's right there on the ocean. I tell him, first of all, ground yourself, go to the beach, walk on the dirt and beach and get in that water, that salt water. Okay, that's what I do when I come down there, man. That ocean, that right there, take that shit off you, man. Take all that damn 5G off you, man.
I go to those.
Were you some
it's cold. It's cold now. Don't go now. It's cold, but you're right.
Were you some copper? Were you some copper and find some shungite, man? I'm trying to find some shungite now. But, yeah, we could beat them, man. It's fun to be alive to see this shit happening. Brother, man, I love it, bro. I will pick another time like this. And right now I'm studying because the creation has told me to sit my ass down because I got a raggedy foot that needs surgery. I got to sit out. I look at whatever the enemy give me, I use to my advantage. So right now I'm just studying. I ain't got no distraction by no woman yet because I had to let all that shit go for a minute, let all these crazy-ass women go and chill for a minute and regroup and listen and learn and look at the sun. Bro, I'm coming out like a caterpillar.
You're coming like a
butterfly. That's what I'm coming
black
out.
Butterfly, baby.
Yeah.
Play the black butterfly.
Yes, sir.
I want my sisters to know that. Because somebody called me from a lot of people listen to us on even in Dade County,
mm-hmm.
even the women. The women say, I said, no, we don't hate women. Y'all the rule. See, if y'all get y'all chakra
yep.
together, y'all get y'all chakra
yes, sir.
Together, they know they're
right.
using y'all. They're using y'all the most
yep.
because everything is
yep.
going down through prosecution. And that's why Kamala Harris is dangerous. She's a prosecutor, y'all. Do y'all see how they got her looking? Around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that, black women. I want y'all to listen carefully. Let me get some more callers. Stay with me. Mute yourself.
Yes, sir.
7969. You next on the Helios. I want to hear from y'all. I feel vindicated. So good to be vindicated. 6-7-6-9.
And that means
6-9.
To avenge or revenge.
hey, that drop bones.
What's up, my brother,
brother
D? What's happening?
Brother,
St. Lou.
What I wanted to comment on is why do you hear our people, I'm talking about our people who not making a lot of money, who ain't got shit, who done been through everything except the physical stuff about war, what a lot of these other people done been through in other countries. And I can't stand to hear our people talking about, oh, that's a shame what's going on with them people over in Ukraine because they pushing it through the news. They got everybody
right.
over here.
Right.
My pitiful for some.
Right.
I'm just saying, man, we got to worry about what's going on in each one of these blocks, communities, neighborhoods, or whatever with the people that's looking like us. We not paying attention. We ain't got no clue about what's going on. Only if the news tell us. We not listening to each other. We not listening to nobody. You know what I'm saying? That's trying to stir us in the right direction. Because it's a group thing, and they targeted groups. They already took care of the white people, how they got their mind. That's why they so crazy going on right now with what they see now, because they done, they gave them that fake, you know what I'm saying, facade. Like
yeah.
life is great. But see, everything's going to hit the fan. But we've been sitting back looking at it. And analyzing it because all of the stuff been on us a long time, and it's in our DNA to look at how things is, and we still go along with it because we basically gullible.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We're gullible people because we forget too fast about how we get
gullible.
Hit.
Damn,
you know how we get hit and we don't hit back. Not saying all the time you got to hit back, but once you get hit, you got to know how to protect yourself and put some barriers up for that next hit. And see, we ain't doing none of that. We worried about everybody else.
No, I can't even. You vindicated, bro. You've been saying it. You vindicated to me. Again, let me ask you a question because your area is very, oh, my God, bro. Y'all got it's almost unbelievable.
Here.
It's almost unbelievable what people don't know what's going on in each of y'all country, because all y'all is a country, and it's in 10 regions. Let me ask you, because that area, the Midwest, a lot of the oil, the cattle, all the damn, a lot of your technology is coming from the center of the Midwest area. What's your take on the jobs that you see? Do you see people getting more employed, and then let me ask you two questions. The gas, I heard a trucker in your area said they had to pay $1,000 to to fill up his truck with diesel fuel. What's because y'all take a lot of the food to us in other parts of the world, other parts of the United States. How y'all seeing this happening? What you think gonna happen with the food and what's going on in your region? Because y'all is St. Louis and your area is definitely the heartland.
And that's what I pay attention, because I'm like about 2-3 blocks from the river. You know what I'm saying? It's from the Missouri River, and then, you know, that all connect. And to the river, I see all the action going on with these barges. And, you know, that's one thing in probably in all our communities, we are all shut off from the river systems and train systems. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't pay attention. You know, we can't pay attention to what's loading and unloading. You know, to even know, because we looking at other countries thinking that they are providing for us, but I'm feeling that we are providing for the other parts of the world.
Sometimes
we don't even know it.
Yeah, we are.
and like the jobs around here, like I'm just being honest, like a lot of people around here saying it ain't no jobs. They can't find no jobs. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, false narrative.
Probably because they pushing that, you know, a lot of people around here don't have a high school diploma or college. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I can't name 10 of my friends who went to college. That's just, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
In a so-called big city, I can't name 10 of them. Yeah,
right.
I'm not counting those community colleges and all that bullshit. But that shit don't really mean nothing to me. I don't think because they don't never everybody I know that go to them. Oh yeah, I went there and did this, but I'm working at McDonald's.
Even
with university. And see, in this area around, like, you don't hear a lot of black kids talking about college. Yeah, they might stress it in school to them, but the average grown ups, the average person, man, they ain't went to school. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people that can't read around St. Louis. You know? And I wonder
how.
I'm
going to say something to
them. And they got their high school diploma. They don't have a GED. They got their high school diploma.
That's wow. Ooh.
Damn.
There you go. I was going to say. They push them through because they know that they can only play this on the ignorance of people. The reason why they're doing it, because they knew they had to dumb enough people down. Now, I'm going to say this. Most of your billionaires didn't go to college either, everybody. I want y'all to say, because no. Most of the richest people drop out too. So, basically, once you get enough street common sense knowledge, which is the number one to me, common sense, you can maneuver in this world and meet the right people, because it's a connection with people. People can dislike you because they see something different in you. They'll tell you the whole truth. Won't tell the other black folks or the friends you got. They'll tell you, and they expect you to. I got to say, well, if you're going to tell me, hey, I better tell them before you kill. This is my thought. If you kill me, ain't nobody going to know. I better tell somebody so they can learn how to do this. Because what happens is not reading is very deep to how we get used in contracts, because these words have hidden meanings in different dictionaries. That's a beautiful thing you said. Let me get some more calls.
One more thing, Dry Bone.
Go ahead. One more thing. Go ahead.
We got to toughen up how the TV show us, how we treat each other and supposed to be so tough and crazy or whatever. We got to use that to get ourselves together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because from what I'm looking, we looking like some cowards. We spooked. Just like I say, the guy on the Three Stooges, that black business, that's how we look.
We spooked out. That's why they always call us spooks. Look at you spooks. Hey, 3318, only Helios, baby. You next.
Man, you're doing it, man. That's how you do it, man. You bring all that energy across all the regions. Yeah, it's Brother OG, man, up in here in Region 1, man, in the north with the polar bears. What's going on? I'm sure with the polar bears up there. The polar bears up there way up north. But it's okay. I'm up there by you, Papa. So here we go. Ready? So you spoke about Melinda. So Melinda Gates, right? She didn't sit out on her money. She said, yeah, I'm going to donate it. She donated her money of $648 billion to the economy. What's this thing called again? Called the Care Economy Fund. not program, $648 billion, which is bigger than, hear me now, y'all, bigger than pharmaceutical, who's $510 billion, bigger than U.S. hotel, car manufacturer, social networking industry combined. So I'm saying they get ready to set it up to the point where, as like you're saying, they're using the woman because this care program first is going to go to the children because they're going to put all the women through all this, all the, watch it, he ain't no good girl, he ain't nothing, we got you, come over here. But before you come, like you said, we don't know contractual language, sign here, we got you, we're going to give you $100. And she's going to reap all that back.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be careful not to accept a charity again.
Mm-hmm. You vindicated, right. Bro. Vindicated. You've been vindicated, boy. You've been saying it. How long? Don't take charity. Vindication, baby. Go ahead.
Stop taking it. And at the end of this, I'm telling you, man, there's good energy. Even then, my brother, man, I heard my brother, man, I'm going to keep you uplifted. Keep you uplifted in my thoughts, brother, out there at the West, where our brothers out there, the Show Me State, man, because it's tough out there for them. Listen, the reason why we don't know what's coming in, because they didn't already, like, thank you for this, Dry Bones. When they did divide up the codes, they had to make sure we didn't know how the supplies come in anymore. He right. They don't show us what's coming on the railroad no more. They don't show us what's coming down the barges anymore, because they come at nighttime. They act like the trains ain't really running. They hide it.
They're clandestine.
They hide it. But Dry Bones, you said something else too. That I ain't gonna call them out their name. I'm gonna do it right. Them Chinese, I'm gonna say them Asians. I ain't say Asiatic, them Asians. They running shit, ain't they? You saw it for yourself, didn't you? They running shit?
I see it for myself, brand new. It ain't no joke.
They running shit.
They running.
Even in our struggles on the land right now, Asians running all the shit. They damn near feeding us too, ain't they?
They feeding us.
Thank you, brother.
Everything. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna keep you online. Cause give everybody 3 minutes. You still got some more time. Stay with me. Now, I thought it was just, you know, talk, dude. They running everything from the Caribbean, all Jamaica owe them money now. Everybody, this ain't no made up shit. I ain't making nothing up. All of the infrastructure was put in by them. Now they going into Central and South America. They already got bases in Africa. Dude, this is becoming unbelievable. It's like a movie scene from Arnold Schwarzenegger called Red Dawn.
Because the queen bitch, a.k.a. on the throne, got caught trying to put that tungsten into the gold. She had to open up the Magna Carta.
She
opened the Magna Carta, they gave them motherfuckers some business, and now they done set their own infrastructure bank and undercover. That's why y'all got to be careful, like Dry Bones telling us. This is all a script. This is wag the dog. Ain't no real war. They're getting ready to divide the whole fucking country up to how they're going to run it, because they had to let them in, include them in, to how they've been keeping everybody spooked out.
Oh, man. Let's keep it moving, man.
Social Security. All
there
that
you
shit.
Go. All that. Loving it, bro. Keep me in. Keep yourself mute. I'll bring everybody back in. Hot money coming up, baby, at 12 noon. 6661. You on the Helios.
Oh, man. Oh, boy, the brother is hitting it. Hey, like the previous brother said, it's definitely a great time to be alive. And everybody on this thing has been vindicated. Even the brother who say, Just let Bobby destroy it, because it has to be destroyed. And the brother from the St. Louis area, you know, the ports, and the people working, you know, in these situations, and they run into situations, and so it's vast. But one thing, what I could say, this is planned. You know, one thing. Like the Bones have been saying, and you've been saying, is the Green New Deal. And that is to eventually transfer not just what the brother was saying, the monies and everything, and let the major investors and the players come on board, but it's also to transition the world's economy to the AI, to the electric grid. But right now, they're sabotaging. They're letting everything go down intentionally. You know, even Sleepy Joe, he say, oh, it's Biden's fault. Now, my thing on that, right, and I pose that to people who know about street. If you got a witness against your son taking the bag, the money bag, the $31 million money bag, and supposedly he the witness for you getting paid off, of course you can let a goon like this actor or comedian, whoever he is, Putin, or whatever, of course you gonna want him to take it out. But my thing, too, that I always question is, okay, they supposed to be at war, but he doing interviews behind the perfect backdrop. Ain't no bombs. I figure long range, like you say, they know where you're at. They would have been boom and gone. But he's doing interviews to the UN, to UK Parliament, and to the West. Now, you mean tell me none of them bars and that clandestine so-called guerrilla group out of South Africa, you mean tell me they can't find them out of all the 100 people? They can't, you know what I mean,
yeah,
do their job?
Exactly.
So,
right.
Man, bro, you've been the most vindicated since I ever met you from day one. Even when I came into the thing, you said, hey, man, you here for, and we hit it off ever since. But you one
right.
of the main brothers I know that always been into the gold, the poor man, silver, and always showing the facts. And bro, I appreciate
hey,
that. And
we both
and I appreciate the bones,
hey,
man.
Yeah, that's why we do. We all know.
I appreciate
certain,
my brothers and sisters.
There's a certain group of people around this country, man, and I see it from all y'all.
Yeah.
And the sisters, y'all know y'all listening. I need y'all sisters to come tell y'all. Got
and you always
God.
Say follow the money trail.
Follow the money, baby.
The coins, man. Follow the coins. The yellow,
I can't believe
the silver brick road.
Silver brick road. And let me tell you something. If you notice in all these shows that are politically high tech, or all these shows out there, they pumping that get silver, get gold, grams of gold, get what you can, get a gram. Everybody better start thinking about something, because this was happening. If, I'm going to use the word if, that's a hell of a word. If the economy go down, y'all said, you know, let it burn, let it go down. It's going to go down, and then it's going to be a new system, no doubt about it. Bartering.
Hey, one more
bartering,
thing.
Go ahead. Bartering gonna be in it. Go ahead.
One more thing. Inflation is really the super wealthy's taxation on the
right.
masses. And
on
they're benefiting
wow.
from this.
Wow. Love it. The super, I like that word, man. You better use it again so you won't forget it. That's a damn good word right there. Super taxation. Super, I mean, think about it, everybody. They're gonna raise all of the goods and services from oil. We had enough oil to pump. That's why those of y'all don't know, this is the big battle. Like I said, it ain't about no damn some kind of physicality of a real war. It's over the energy. Think about it. You had a pipeline. Self-sufficiency is all I ever heard. When I heard Haiti won its independence, it was because it was self-sufficient. Ain't that what y'all said? Ain't that what the facts show? They were able to produce all for themselves until the Arabs took the black pig from them, and then they went downhill. So something is not right if we're not telling the history of why this oil would have been easier. You know how self-sufficient we would have been? Saudi Arabia, everybody, here's the facts. 30 cents a gallon for gas over there. It don't even bother them. And we was on that roll. We was on that roll.
And it's $4.54 in Chicago.
Right.
And I think
yeah.
it's
$4.99 in the MIA, baby.
$4.99
wow.
MIA for real.
$4.89 up at Boston.
Well, we looking at
we some more,
about four.
We got some more
calls.
Let me get these two last callers in here, because everybody hands are popping up all as soon as y'all stop. 7472. 3 minutes, baby. I got so many of y'all jumping in. Jump. 7-4.
Dry bombs.
Yes,
doing,
yes.
Bro?
I'll be wonderful
How
listening
you
to you. I feel vindicated today, baby, so I'm feeling good.
But, you know, we're talking about this oil. What color is oil?
Say it again?
Black.
Black.
What color is oil?
Black.
Black.
Black. Black Gold. Yeah, Texas Tea, yeah.
Black
yeah.
Gold.
Beverly Hillbillies, yeah,
they
I like
fight,
that.
They used we
go
sit back here going like, what, they got this oil. They fighting over Black Gold.
Mm.
And the part of it is that we overstand as a people. Once upon a time, we could move through this country without all of this fossil fuel. And what we're seeing is that they've gotten so demised with this Black Gold that they are attacking each other. You know, that war over there, they ain't fighting people of color. They fighting people that look like the people of absence of color. And if you look at the history of Russia back to the 1600s, you'll see most of their hierarchy was looking like us.
Oh yeah.
I sent you the pictures that they put out that they've had in archives because they pray to the Black Madonna and Child.
Mm-hmm.
The part of it is that what we're seeing now is a reset. We've been, you know, even today's date, you can add up today's date and it will be the date every day from the 10th to the 19th will add up to the day that it is. So this is all in divine order, and that this is a reset going into the spring equinox, because there's going to be a shift on this planet for equal rights. Equal rights, because what has been happening is that they have put themselves in a position that now the first will be last and the last will be first. And so all we have to do is keep ourselves in order, coming back, doing what Brother West was saying, and that going to that ocean, grounding yourself, protecting yourself from this AI, which is weaker than DI. Divine intelligence is stronger. See, we had the wood wide web in the beginning. The forest is the first communication system on this planet. And all we got to do is come back to nature. The mother will help her children. We depending on Father George Washington, the father of this country. What country? This country was here before he got here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. What we're looking at is this is Mother Earth. This is not the man. And what
that's
the man is finding out, that the mother will change things.
Mm. That's spiritual talk, baby. Keep it going, man. Keep it going. That's spiritual right there. That's some
yeah.
good spiritual
and that's
talk.
Where, and you're talking about education. Education comes from a Latin word called inducere. Inducere means bring out, doesn't mean put in. They mm-hmm. are putting in a training program. The new agenda of miseducation is now in place because they're using artificial intelligence. Artificial, that's not real. Real intelligence is nature. You can get a PhD.
Mm-hmm.
Francis Quest Wilson said, get a library card and you can get a PhD. All
yes.
you need is a library card. The worst fear that they have is a self-educated man. Because the thing that you got to understand is that we have, as somebody was saying about common sense, universal knowledge, is that the universe is in you. All you have to do is go inside. Stop looking outside of ourselves for somebody to fix what we can fix in ourselves.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. No,
that's all I got,
no.
bro. You're doing it. See, this is something you got to look at. Today is what? Daylight saving time. This daylight,
yep.
you try to save us
mm-hmm.
by having this show. Daylight savings time.
Man, that made me feel good, bro. That's what keep me doing shows. Cause that, damn, that's all right there. Hey, let me ask you. He kicking that spiritual, and I love it so much. That's why I love all y'all. Let me ask you, because the nature, from when I was being told, okay, so if you alter nature, you altering the woman. From where I've been placed, it's like, okay, if we alter this woman to have a new creation. Now, this is what I was told that they was going to do, and I don't know if they're doing it. Y'all, let me know, Brother Kwame, what you think about it. They're going to put the embryo outside of the woman. Like, they're going to take her uterus, and they're going to make it artificial. I think this is what I got the text right here. It says,
They did it. Remember when the man was pregnant? The so-called man was pregant?
He was able
to have the baby.
Right.
They've been doing that, man.
They've been doing that.
Right.
So if they're doing that, now I'm glad y'all saying it. If they're doing that now, we at the place now where is man willing to subjugate the woman from him as well? Because if you think about it, they're going to make us have sex with robots. That's pretty much what they're giving us. They're going to use the Oculus.
Westworld.
Yeah,
you showed it. You showed it with the Chinese. Remember when you showed the robot? Bring it back, Drybones.
You on it, boy. Bring it back.
Right. So I'm trying to figure out now. We understand that we are now participating because it seems to be that the women is being AI to a new artificial intelligence. And based on that fact, we will be like really a masturbational species in the next few years. We would just masturbate. We wouldn't even have what they would call the physical sex. It'd be a virtual sex. Now, I seen this because y'all sent it to me. Snoop Dogg, y'all showed it. I get it from y'all, the connection. Snoop Dogg got a virtual cloning. They call cloning. They cloning themselves. So they telling us now what we've been talking about for all these years. We knew cloning was coming. Now we seeing the money game of the cloning. Because now you're going to go virtual. We can clone each other now and don't never have to see each other no more physically. Mentally.
Hey, drive on. Mentally. Can I throw this at you?
Yeah, throw that. You and Brother Quan,
because our semen is real, and as we are able to deal with this motherfucking flotation, of even if there is a rotation, the other boy who's not as heavy as us, him himself, he can't produce the way his shit can't swim no more. Never learn to swim. That nigga can't swim no more. And now
if
they make us shoot our little off, they now, come on, man.
There you go.
Come on, man.
Drive on. What you talking about is science. What they did in Oak Ridge, Tennessee when they created the Human Genome Project, they were making test tube babies.
Right.
But Gregory said these folks going to go around here inseminating people with these test tube babies, and the kids going to grow up loving mason jars and test tubes.
Yep.
The thing that we got to understand is mitochondria DNA, the original blueprint of the humankind, comes from one species of people on this planet, and that is us. And the part that they're doing is trying to make artificial, but mitochondria, and it's the most used word in the Bible. In the King James Version, you look in that Bible and you can look it up. 28,900 times they use the word and spelled backwards is DNA. They trying to tell us in the book that DNA is the fingerprint of humankind, and the woman
and
that does it looks like us.
And in Genesis, Jinx of Isis. They're using some fictitious names. Let me get some more calls. Hold on. No calls, but I got to take a break for y'all. Those of you coming, I got 0582 next, 9857. But I got to play this for y'all so y'all can dispel everything. War can be theatrical. Those of you in the military, it's called the theater of war.
Our country's built on the rock of liberty. And we as people must keep it free. It is for life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Free from tyranny.
The phrase wag the dog has entered the political and media lexicon as a way of describing that strange sense we sometimes have that what we're seeing on the news is not what's really going on. The movie Wag the Dog, directed by Barry Levinson, is a breezy exercise in paranoia, an uncanny reflection of the time in which it was made, and also a permanent reminder of our willingness and ability to be fooled.
The Gulf War, smart bomb falling down a chimney, 2,500 missions a day, 100 days. One video of one bomb, Mr. Moss. The American people bought that war.
Mm-hmm.
War is show business. That's why we're here.
How could anyone fail to be seduced by a movie that has Robert De Niro in a beard and bow tie, Dustin Hoffman doing his best impression of Bob Evans, the noted Hollywood producer, Woody Harrelson as a manufactured war hero, Willie Nelson as some kind of songwriting guru, and Kirsten Dunst as an aspiring actress playing a young Albanian peasant girl?
Sir?
Yes.
All kidding aside, when this goes national, I get to put it on my resume?
Actually, no.
Because, like, what is it, a guild thing or something? I mean...
You can never tell anyone you did this.
What could they do to me?
Take him home to your house and kill you.
The president.
The film is hilariously funny without relying on any broad gags or obvious jokes. It's kept in motion by Mark Knopfler's witty score and by Barry Levinson's light touch.
Haven't had this much fun since live TV.
Wag the Dog tells the story of a Washington fixer who recruits a Hollywood producer to stage manage a phony war to distract public attention from a presidential sex scandal in the weeks leading up to an election.
In the final days of the campaign, has the president changed his tune?
Thank heaven for little girl.
The presidency is about honor.
Now, 8 months after this movie came out, in August of 1998, President Bill Clinton testified in the Monica Lewinsky investigation and then, a few days later, called in missile strikes against a base in Afghanistan. It seemed to many people at the time that life was imitating art. But nothing is ever that simple.
Wait a minute, he's not dead. He's alive. Like that.
The historical coincidence of the Clinton-Lewinsky scandal and the release of Wag the Dog creates a great temptation to view this movie literally as an expose of what was going on in the 1990s. But to look at it that way is really to date the movie, and maybe, if I may mix metaphors, to put the cart before the horse. Because this is an evergreen satire about the relationship between politics and entertainment, which are not like a tail and a dog, but more like a chicken and an egg. We don't know which came first, and we don't always know which is which.
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish. Look at that. That is a complete fraud, and it looks 100% real.
It's the best work I've ever done in my life. Because it's so honest.
That's Dustin Hoffman, Robert De Niro, in a movie that was done unbelievably a while back. And to see that they admitted that they made a movie.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, hold on.
Dry
I'm
bones.
Finished. I'm not finished. When I finish, okay. I can talk. If they gonna make a movie like that for y'all, all you listening. Think about today's technology. They can make you think they bombed everybody just off one or two bombs somewhere, and it will look real to you, like it's doing today.
Yep.
And many of our people are going to fall for it. That's why the brother said, Brother D said, they talking about they feel sorry for the Ukrainians, the Albanians. It's the same area. Now, that's
yep.
The other question today. What area is it? Kakistan?
And so?
Ain't that Transylvania land of Jacques the Impaler Bey, who was a...
Yeah.
Y'all just said to y'all own self. I hope y'all listen to yourselves, because I do. Y'all said the Russian governments were looking like us. Well, who you think the vampires
yep.
were? Who the vampires were? Think about that one for a minute, everybody, when we bring them back to life. Think about that. You got black folks up there in Transylvania, and I looked that up, and they're worshiping Count Dracula, the Bay. His name was Moore. It was a Moore. Now, you can huff and puff and pretend like you can't breathe. We're going to take some more callers. So mute yourself.
Hey, you drop on.
Mute yourself. I don't want to hear all that breathing.
Hey, you hear me? That's why I want her to say what I got to say, man. I got
to go ahead.
Super,
go say it, but you don't have to wait. It's a
super,
talk show.
Yes, sir.
Now go.
I'm trying to get in, man. Well, that land is Kazarian, man, where it all started
from
the Uber Dam. I saw, you're right, that's a Hollywood production, man. I saw this lady with her mama talking about they done got bombed out. And both the lady and her mama sitting there laughing, man, like they talking to damn Dave Chappelle, man. So you
they
are
man,
right.
That's
I'm
the president.
Bro.
The president
Dave
Chappelle. The president Dave Chappelle.
Yep.
The damn president in a goddamn satire Saturday Night Live. We said this 2 weeks ago. Most people still don't realize what we were saying to this day. I still like, dude, do you understand the dude was a satire? He's a actor. Now, how long can we keep playing it? Now, over here, Brother D, I love you, what you said. We worried about that, too. But right now, we talking about your own community. All of us are susceptible. Just because you have some knowledge does not mean you ain't going to get taken out because of the fact that you're around people who will turn against you. That's what we're going to prove today with vindication. Let me go to more callers. Go to 9927. Being vindicated is one thing.
Hey, everyone. How's everything going?
What's up, sister? Got my sister. Got at least one of them. Get these sisters in here. Y'all got to tell us what's going on.
I just want to say y'all definitely on point with the war being fabricated.
Hey, sis.
Hey, it is fabricated. It definitely is. Listen, the Asians have holographic technology that's out of this world. And you think the U.S. don't have that technology? Yes, they do. They all partner in on all this shit. And that,
right.
and not only that, you got to remember the CIA created Hollywood. The CIA, the FBI, all the Disney,
mm-hmm.
all them motherfuckers was all part of the CIA when they created
that's
Hollywood.
Right. That's right.
So, you go back and not us on the thing, but to the people out there, you go back and do your research, you'll find out that the government has controls Hollywood, controls, they are the Illuminati. So when you find out that the government is the Illuminati with all different type of nationalities, you want to put color on it, you can. If you don't, you got to understand that it's a no-color game. It's not about the color. It's about power. It's about controlling the people. It's about building what they want, doing what they want. It's about getting all the corporations to combine their money together, and that's what they have done. We did this research a long time ago where the government controls Facebook and all everything, and they had
mm-hmm.
a whole network. It was under, I forgot what that name was. I got to go back and look it up, but it was under one title. And then when you look at the title, it brings down all the corporations that are participating in all of this, including the pharmaceutical corporations. You know Bill Gates and Joe Fauci, this war was created for them to get them out of the light because they're actually in court right now being sued. Being
right.
They're
Thank
in
you.
Court.
Thank you.
So they're in court right now being
there
taken down.
Yeah.
So because of this vaccination bullshit, you know, it's bullshit. It was all for them to make money, and that's all it is. They don't give a fuck what they was putting in you, whether it killed you, whether it didn't kill you, whether it helped you, whatever. It's all about making money. And that,
mm-hmm. if it gives you AIDS.
Gives you AIDS. Go and get the cure. They got a cure for AIDS. You can do it naturally, too. See, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks that ain't none of the natural shit. They got the natural shit. They using the natural shit to cure their own selves with. But anyway,
Thank you, sir. Keep going.
Yeah, they are. And then they go back and tell you, oh, go back and, you know, we have this. Eat vegetables. Eat this. But, you know, in the stores, if you're not growing your own vegetables, in the stores, you are susceptible of getting rotten food. Supermarkets don't do nothing but sell rotten food. So if you're not growing your own, which it can be a difficult thing at times, depending on the area that you're in or how you're feeling, your mindset,
you're talking about,
all of that.
I want your thoughts on this because, you know, we got to ask you some questions because I'm going to give you some time right now because it is the equinox. It is spring. Spring is fertility. It's a sexual cult.
Right.
Sex. So you're saying the food. Now, what about the people that's really doing, there's everybody trying to have healthy food. Like, for instance, you got these co-ops out there. You got co-ops near you. Y'all got a lot of areas. I just came from y'all, and y'all got a lot of areas now going to be planting seeds in the neighborhood. It's up to the community to find those who in there that's doing it, if you're going to support it, because that way they can grow. Because what happens
is that
local farmers are out there that are really trying to use the earth properly.
They're,
I'm not going to demonize everybody.
growing, that there are growing these vegetables in our contaminated soil. We got some of these co-ops that are funded by the government, and they're planning going, they're giving them land that's contaminated already in the city of Buffalo.
That's
so
true.
They're not doing anything to not decontaminate the soil.
That's
they're
deep.
Just using it. So basically,
that's a good point there, sister.
Food in Buffalo. See, that's the thing. That's why I said it depends
that's
on the area.
That's a good man.
Your
now, hold on.
Soil,
stay with me. Stay with me. Now, that's where I say, we are now too much looking, like Brother D said, we look instead of looking at where we at. Because some of us can't go global and come back to Earth. You know, so if you're able to see what you see, now you saying the land. Now me and you both know that Buffalo was a factory land. It's contaminated based off all the dumping of these factories
all
over the city. Correct. That's correct.
Then we got contaminated.
That's a good point you just made.
Roswell building there.
Roswell.
The medical community that
they
got now. They contaminated our brothers and sisters that lived in the food belt because they needed patients. And they wanted their houses and they wanted that area. So they had to figure out a way to rob these people.
Yes, they are.
To
yes,
rob these people out of their livelihood, period, their lifespan.
Wow.
So they contaminated Buffalo. Buffalo is radioactive. I mean, now they got all the towers everywhere. Buffalo is super radioactive. We got super radioactive motherfuckers running around here acting crazy. Still killing each other. Under the mines. They lost their fucking minds.
Dude, I was there.
I'm
gonna talk to you off air because some of our people that we all know have passed. So many people have passed, man. So it's good to be alive, like Brother West them say. Let me get some more callers
on
that. Stay with me. Stay with me.
Before you get the other caller on, I just want y'all to know that yes, the war is definitely fabricated. It is Hollywood. It is they're this bullshit right now. They're fighting over. They're picking anything to fight over. They all in it together, and they're constantly printing money. They've been printing money during the pandemic. They still printing money. That's why we got inflation. It ain't got shit to do with this war.
That's right. There you go. Inflation 101. Make it simple for everybody, man. We ain't trying to spook everybody out because I know this show is three-dimensional. We'll go back into the galactic in a minute. So get ready because after high noon, we are. Because... how you going to make a smartphone that can talk to Mars? Y'all think about that one. We got 9857. 9857.
Well, you might throw that. Hey, I could have been there because my boy was going to bring it
up. Yo.
Trying to get us
together. 985. Luck, you having too much fun. Luck, come back to Earth. We need you on the program. 9857. Brother Luck, hit me. I'm going to hit you back. I'll try to get you. Let me go to 05. 0582. I know y'all listening and having a good time. I love that because that's what we do. 0582.
Dry bones.
I hear you. Go. Somebody went out.
You talking about Wag the Dog. O.J. Simpson
got
free by Johnny Cochran, but O.J. Simpson got famous by Capricorn One in 1977 when they made the film showing that they, in Hollywood, made the film of them landing on the moon. Remember that?
Yep, sure do. That was a great movie. And that's where your boy, who's the producer of that movie, Stanley Kubrick, they said he made Space Odyssey 2001 right after that because they was using his movie. They said, damn, we can use him. They got Stanley Kubrick, who gave us all Eyes Wide Shut that actually got him killed, if you did not know that.
We already know this has been going on for the longest, but a lot of people, these generations don't know.
A lot of our people don't know. You and I know. But people listening now, who we want to stop more listening to these young people, they don't know we made these movies, man. Our people don't, these young people that I'm dealing with now, I was about to say, I know the old people good, but the old people ruling, though. You ain't going to have me fooled to believe that the wickedest people on the planet are old people. That's plain and simple.
What's the first one wicked... that they
started? Hold on, let's go there. I want to go there because I know everybody said they're killing people who old. They're killing only the ones who are feeble-minded, and they got them on high-level prescription. They know their whole record. We just said we gave all our information to the medical society, which is the Caduceus. We've been doing that. Y'all know that. Those who listen to the first time, I feel vindicated. The call to the Caduceus is where you're giving all your information to now. You don't give it to your job. You give it to the goddamn doctors. The doctors know everything about you. The doctors know everything about you when you go in there. So you are right about that, the Genome Project. Love it. They do. They know everything.
They got our blood. They got our skin cells. They got everything. If they took anything out your body, they got that. They got everything.
They're called other Caduceus. That's what they were supposed to do. This is not by accident. They are supposed to. Ain't many people who can take organs out of bodies, y'all. I know y'all want to pretend like you could, but you can't. You ain't never split a brain cell open, the skull, have the skull be precision, taken out properly. Ben Carson, a master. Ben Carson, one of the baddest Caduceus cult leaders in the history, took Siamese twins apart and able to do that. You don't think that's a cult? That's a cult. That man is able to look at the brain, cut it open without flinching. You know you couldn't do that. Some of y'all flinch just by seeing blood come out your asshole. Ah! Let's keep it going. We on the heat.
They got a scratch on their leg. Listen. They start crying if they got a little poke in their finger and a little blood.
Yeah, talking about some damn. Yeah. That's a cult. I could talk about it. I'm speculating. That man is operative. That man operative in the design of the. When I see a man could do that, when I look at some of the people on earth, see, y'all don't realize sometimes, and brother, you send pictures. All y'all sending pictures, you know what? I'm glad because, you know, Malachi York used to tell, a lot of people used to tell us that shit about all the families was black. I used to thought it was a lie, too, but then pictures show that blacks are even looking like albinos in Russia. Go look up albinos in Russia, y'all. Go ahead. Just do it for me because y'all got the technology right in your hands, so you won't think I'm lying. So that albino stuff, hey, that ain't no joke. The land of England was called Albion. That's a fact. That ain't no made-up shit. That's factual. Albion, land of the albinos. So why you think in the movie that y'all love so much, Black Panther, wasn't the gorilla really an albino in the comic book? Okay, let's keep
all day
going. 3364. Let's really roll.
Planet of the Apes.
There you go. 3364. Got you back in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Man. I got albinos in my family, man.
Yeah, so we talk all this stuff, but yeah, I agree with you. We got all this stuff going on, but then again, we are worse enemies because we argue about the dumbest shit. If you just told me we the beginning of everything, then we the beginning of Dracula, we the beginning of Frankenstein, we the beginning of the ghost, the invisible man, all that shit, really, if you think about it. If you really think about it, if this is what they actually telling you undercover, then it's really beyond color. Even white folks will tell you the whole St. Patrick's Day. Somebody in Spanish asked me down here, said, why are St. Patrick's Day so important? I had to tell them. When I showed them that the leprechauns were these little twa African-looking, well, pygmy-looking peoples, you should have seen his face. He couldn't even believe. He's brown. He was turning copper pink. It was like he was couldn't believe it. He was speechless. He said, "Oh man, you boy, they because I'll be telling people something. I do undercover. I just show them shit because they be lying to each other so much. Other nations lie about us. Other nations think black is barbaric. Is that not true?
Yes, sir. And okay. See that St. Patrick's Day is also the day they killed them twa people that looked like us, little short people like that girl
right.
Flip. I like that. And see, it also covers up the real holiday is the Purim, man. The Book of Esther. Okay, every time when they come out with their fucked up holiday, it's a master real holiday, man.
That real holiday? Now I'm glad you brought that up. Let's do dual polarity right here before we go to the Helios hour. If that's true, say it is. We supposed to be worshiping these deities that you just said. Remember, I asked Sean Caddy, what was Yahweh's counterpart? I gave him Ishtar, Lilith, and Asherah. I gave him the code Asherah. So basically, maybe the women was the books. That's why we catching hell right now, because these books that you just said, These books that you just said was Esther, an Eastern star name. I should ask you that question. Do you know the name? I should see if you know all these Eastern stars' names. And then
so
something ain't right if we know that, though. If you just said the same thing, you said that's the real book.
So I'm not even going to talk about the book. The waking up is that we knew how to cast the spells first, and that's
right.
The fear if we start casting them again.
Yeah, there you go.
And we're not talking about casting
right.
the spell the boat neither.
Nah.
No, you're right, that's... man. Because see, like my man said, we're the Israelites shining like a light, man. Why you think all you black niggas always want to be seen? That light. Your little light of mine is going to let it shine, man.
Is the eye God bad? Because here's where we gonna get deep with this. Because see, I listen, but I want to make sure you know what you're saying too. If technology is the eye God. And all black folks love to be on TV. Facebook, I told you, we call panopticons. That means you are your own self-surveillance system. See, you blaming white folks, but you your own self-surveillance system because many of you love looking at yourself. Is that
Thank
not
you,
true?
Brother.
Narcissism.
Yes, that's true. I'm going to speak. Just speak real quick.
Now, go ahead.
And the panopticon, which came, don't get me wrong, came from those, and I'm not going to make them first, but panopticons are prisons. They make
that's
you
right.
look up
prisons.
On
that's
the one way
are.
Out, and you
that's
can't see, but you're looking up, and that's what you kept trying to show the brothers. Good, brother. Great job, panopticon. Those are prisons.
Prison.
And that's that AI, because they can't fight us, so they're used as machinery tech, a.k.a. technocrats, because like you said, motherfuckers love looking at themselves. And the first thing they used when they came against our people, did they not use a mirror? Yes or no? I'm done.
A mirror. A mirror.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
The mirror. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Michael Jackson made a song, Man in the Mirror, right?
Yeah. Gotta look at yourself, and I'm not gonna tell you it's not. You can do it yourself, but it's gonna be real freaked out. Put the room black, put a candle behind yourself, and I'm not gonna tell you what. But just let you know that's how
what,
some power is up.
What
power is unbelievable in your own self?
Dry bones. What makes the mirror reflect? What is on the back of the mirror?
Yeah,
you said it earlier. Silver.
Yeah. Silver.
Silver lines the glass. To make the reflection of the mirror.
Make
you
the
reflection in silver.
Yep, silver and gold. But you'd rather have Jesus than silver.
Oh, yeah, that messes everybody. That suppresses everybody from using their skills, from using their speed, their magic.
Yeah,
I'll be all
ready for the
hundreds,
go ahead, brother.
Hey, Bob, what did you think about that contradiction of the faith thing? Where
man,
a lot of
them
said that they rather have Jesus than silver. What I said? What?
Now this is on Prime, Amazon Prime. This brother, me and him was talking. He gave me this show to watch because I was like, hey, let me see it. When I watched it, he was telling me about it so deeply. He said, you gotta watch it. I said, I gotta watch it because I'm typing. If I'm gonna tell him to watch, I'm gonna watch. I watched it. And I'm telling you, everybody should watch it. Contradiction. What's contradiction? What's the word? Because it's a lady with a hat on, like a church hat on, with her hands in the air. If y'all see it on Amazon Prime, I guarantee you, watch that and have the discussion within your families. I guarantee you're going to have to ask yourself some questions. We got the most churches in perimeter. We already knew that. Did you know there was a study about that, everybody? That we were over-churched? There was a study done back in the 40s. The black man showed, tell the name on the comment. I felt so bad.
It's
we don't
called,
even know about this.
It's called Contradiction, A Question of Faith.
That's right. This dude did he came out of Cincinnati. The producer dude made a show out of Cincinnati, made it. It was a very, and the first thing I said to Atlanta, those of you in Atlanta, please watch that, because it goes to you as being mostly church people. Y'all want to know who they are as a church before you know who they are, where they come from. First thing they say, Georgia people ask you is what church you go to. They don't ask you where you come from. I said, man, that's amazing. That's why I said the Bible Belt, in this, I said it earlier, the man, that Jacques Attali said that the Bible Belt region,
you know that, right? It's
yeah,
all
the Bible Belt region will be mobilized and could dominate U.S. politics. That is what we're seeing right now. And that means black folks either going to become conservative or liberal, because basically those are the two hinges of the two cell bind thing, conservative or liberal. Malcolm told you that. I didn't have to tell you that.
We love labels, don't we? We love,
yeah, we love
labels.
We love labels. We love that shit.
Hey, Bones.
Hey, Alabama just came out the other day. That was the last state to get rid of all restrictions as far as owning a gun. No permits or anything. Why is that?
Wow. They're getting ready.
Yeah. We got it down here, too, man. They just came up with that law. They just came up with that law here, too.
Okay, go ahead, Brother G. But
yeah, yeah. No, what I was gonna say is, you know, we see it, you know, with the that movie, the where they talked about that group on C Street or whatever, where the religious conservative rights. I mean, the conservative.
You know, the purge.
Well, yeah, it was a part of that,
the purge group was like a religious type of Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Now, this is where I'm going to tell y'all we're going to have to start thinking about
the New Founding Fathers.
Yeah. The Anglo-Saxon Protestant is what was considered a very dangerous entity coming into the United States. I didn't say this. This their own writings said them coming in was they was against the Vatican. By them being against the Vatican.
Tell them what you were saying about the democracy and how that's
Jewish side, democracy. This is what they said, everybody. It's not me talking. I'm glad you brought this up. Boy, y'all good. You didn't even know I had this part ready. This is the part I wanted y'all to hear. If y'all looked at our logo today for today's program, I got Vladimir Putin around the Khazarian Empire, all around them, just like they were, just like the Christian so-called belief system was around Obama. And they got Trump and all the rest of them got these Christian people. Go look at Vladimir Putin. I told y'all last week, this is a name y'all best to look up. I'm giving y'all the names. Vladimirovich Gulamakovsky. That's VladimirovichKolomoyskyi. He is a prominent member of Shahad. That is a Jewish organization. Far left, supposedly. They said, this is what they come out. I'm going on World News. That's all I'm doing. I'm going on not our World News, their news. I go all the way to Russia and start translating, putting in translate. It says the dude name is Golanzo. Golanzo. This guy is very, very, very bad. This came out there and said he has used mafia tactics to raise to the top, and he's one of the most of the many billionaires in Ukraine. Now, Wag the Dog, let's see if y'all really on top of this. Wag the Dog, let's put it in our perspective. What's the scandal? See, then Wag the Dog was a scandal, sex, everything, because he had sex with a minor in that movie, so he had to fix it. This movie here, his son is the sex fiend. His son is the demonic money getter.
Tyrone Biggums.
Yeah. His son is
Hunter
the one.
Hunter Biden. You know he was on trial too, right?
He on trial, right. See, they trying to deflect what's going to be found. When you find out that the Biden family, who is the corporation headquarters of all corporations in the United States, is the corporate headquarters is in Delaware. Obviously, he is ruled by the corporate elites. So this should be known by now. Anybody talking about Biden love black folks, run away from their ass ASAP.
Hell yeah.
Now, vindication will prove to you that the man was able to go take a bag of money, to the king of Ukraine. The Ukraine president runs with all of the wealth and takes the hell off and in a subterranean village in probably Australia. Y'all better listen. And also, ain't nobody even told y'all what's going on. Here's the dude, after they made the deal, now we find out that they had the same viruses that was in Wuhan. It's the same ones. They're even deadlier. That's why Bill Gates told y'all that next time it won't be so easy. Remember, he said, next time we got demonic, easy. And that's what the wife did, what she had to do, because they trying to make it really easy to kill people. It seems to escape.
Without getting their hands bloody. So
that's
this
my
way,
thank you.
Well, we can kill you like this, and if our hands won't be bloody, only person to blame would be you. You actually committed suicide.
Yeah. Now, I gotta look at all y'all because we're getting ready to go into the high hours. I don't know if anybody's ready for the cash money game. If y'all is, y'all better get ready. We gotta have two players for sure. I gotta see the two players. If y'all do two players, hey, if we don't get but three, we're gonna still do the cash money. I can't believe y'all can't come up with some knowledge money to see if you really knowledgeable.
Gas too high up here, bruh.
Hey, you should be, $5 get you 100. At least you can get some gas from the show. Goddamn. You can leave. I'll give you a chance. Thank you, brother. That's why it's called Hot Money. It's called Black Gold Money. I'm going to change the name. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Come on, call me. It's Black Gold. It's going to be, I'm going to call it Black Gold. Give me $5 for some Black Gold. You get $100 to get you some real Black Gold, because that's what you're going to be needed for y'all soon. So I love it. Vindication me, though. Don't think I didn't cast a spell.
Hey, I'll put up a down payment on a new electric car, because that's what they pushing.
Oh, they, now let's go there with that, everybody. Let's be honest now. I've seen a Tesla. They down here in Florida. They got them. You know they can't go far. They do look sharp. They look sleek. They got.
That's why
they
the
only
gas
for the,
prices is high.
They only
went
for they for the city
cars.
Only. They only for
the new
state.
Green deal.
New green deal. There you go. Now, to get the new green deal, you got to ask yourself what y'all want to get. Green is Mother Nature, too. I want y'all to know that. See, that's the what y'all. I'm giving y'all the call side today. Right now, Mother Nature is green. And guess what? Mm-hmm. What is chlorophyll? Ain't chlorophyll needed in your body to make the photosynthesis be green? Thank you, y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you. I can't be that bright, you know. I really am.
Stops you
but
from having them stinky farts too.
Yeah. Could do a lot of damage. I don't know, man. I told people today, if you could put the mask on and smell my fart, that shit ain't working. Tell you something, how dumb you can be. That should tell you how dumb you are. If somebody can fart in the room and you smell it with the mask on, no, your mask is not working. That's a fact. Now, that goes to show you now, the new one is putting the mask on your eyes so you don't catch a heart attack when you look at the gas price. That's the new one we all put out there. That's a good one. I love that. That was a good one there.
Well, hell, the virtual reality glasses, they done came out and said now that it's giving people all types of health problems and shit.
Dude, if you go to virtual reality, that's why I told people, I said, I can't put them on. I've read a thing. I've seen the site. That's because when Weston was talking about the psychotronics and people was coming on the show at that time, when we had a lot of them coming on, y'all should look at the archives. I mean, it's very plausible how people was having seizures because what they was putting in you was making you have a seizure because they knew the less psychotronics can give it to you. That's why you got to look at all medicines that they're giving you now that can create the psychotronic that can make them put enough of these chemicals that will cause whatever it is they shot in you to get even more hypersensitive. That's why we believe all the killings, and we can't prove it yet, but the killings will be soon to be factual that we see all through the country, Detroit, Buffalo, New York, all this killing is from psychotropic patients that they have released who warned us back in the day that they will be used. Many of them came on this show. I know y'all laughed. Ha, 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 and all that bullshit. But that's who's going to be the new killers. They warned us.
And just
sure
like
did.
Remember a couple of years ago when they locked down the cities, like what happened here in Chicago, we have the COVID situation bad. We got to start letting some of the incarcerated people go.
They're out. They doing it because they already got them psychotropic up, ready to go And
they're program killers.
Program killers. That's right. They're doing it through the psychotropics. There's no doubt about it. It's factual. Those shows we had with Mary Neal and all them back in the day, and Sister Viola down here in Florida. I mean, it was really some of the. It was really some of the most provocative shows. If you think about it. These people was warning us that they could be used. They told me to myself. I went to visit Mary Neal personally in Georgia. Which I'll tell you about. You got to start going places and seeing new shit, because if you don't, you'll be in the mindset of never going nowhere. That's why in the craft,
hey,
it's called
just
traveling.
Like, I'm connected
traveling,
with what Brother D was saying. What Brother D was saying the other day, just like last week, you had a 17-year-old and 22-year-old, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, carjack his sister because she was getting gas, shoots her in the face and kills her.
Right.
Broad daylight. Two brothers.
Broad daylight. See what I'm saying? Now, that don't even make sense to y'all who listening with sense on here. So, obviously, you know, whatever your persuasion is, whatever you believe in, that just don't make sense if you're on here. That's how you going to shoot me for gas? Now, imagine what the book just told you. The blueprint said they're going to collapse in 2025. Now, I'm telling you, it's giving you a cushion. Look what it's giving you, a cushion of you in 3 years. It's like a three-year prophecy. They're saying 3 years. That's scriptural. 3 years. And 4 scores. America going to have to come to a reckoning, and it said the credit pyramid. See, the pyramid is the scheme. That's coming from Egypt. That's why it's on your dollar bill. Pyramid scheme. Think about that one, y'all. And then the pyramid scheme seems to have a top of Pharaoh. And you all know when now they're trying to get you to go to these meetings and crypto meetings, somebody, but they want you to give them a solid point, and they're going to put your account in something. Y'all better look at what that is. That's pyramid. Because I got to get somebody now. I got to get 5 people now. This is going to be coming prevalent now because they want they need a sponsor. You got to have 2 more people to bring in before you start to get residuals. This is pyramid, and that's what they're going to start inducing people with, especially with crypto. They're going to get everybody to believe that you can take your 401ks. Listen to me carefully. You can do what you want. That's on you.
They're already telling people to buy crypto with their 401k because they said that when the money crashes or whatever they claim changes over, which is already digital, meaning that the government already put their hand in this shit. It's already controlled by them. It's already
right.
Put those people in to do the Bitcoin and all that stuff. But people don't see that. Just like hackers, I be telling people, the Anonymous and all of them, those are government hackers.
Government. That's right.
Hackers.
That's right.
All these hackers out here controlled by the government. They talk about, oh, we're going to go after Putin and this shit. You're full of shit. If you're a real fucking hacker, everybody should have 100% credit. Everybody should have high credit if you're such a fucking hacker. So that's why I said, fuck Anonymous. Because you're not a real hacker. Everybody's bank account, everybody should have money, everybody should have good credit if you was a real fucking hacker, meaning that you're not. You work for the government. And I've told them that. You're children of elite motherfuckers. When I approached them and told them that, well, not approached them physically, but doing texting and everything a long time ago, back in 2000 or something, them know when they first came out, you're nothing but product of motherfuckers that's already in office ruling and everything. Well, we just want to help
so they have
wake
to.
Up and understand.
So they
we
have
want
to.
People
okay.
to wake up and understand. Yeah, you're put out there to wake people up. We need to wake up. That's not a problem. But you're still part of the government, though. That's the problem.
Now, when you say this, let's go with that. Let's go with that because that we see a lot of that going on. I can tell you, when we were sending out back in the day, we were sending out stuff to all the people that was claiming they were going
to
do this indigenous.
To Shaiir, she want to know if you're going to the Bronx. She's been
Who?
Trying to get in touch with you. Oh, I'm
Who?
So sorry. I do apologize, everyone. I forgot to mute. Please don't call
please
me.
Mute.
Please
mute. Yeah,
please.
I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Brunch. I said, you going to feed all of us on the air? You going to feed us all? You going to take us to brunch? How the hell is that going to work?
No,
all right.
No,
chicken and waffles.
Go
much
back. Love. No,
much love. My dad, she going to feed everybody. She's talking about getting some brunch. I know y'all hungry, baby. Hang in there. Hang in there with us. All right. We about to get to the top of y'all. Hold tight. All y'all, let me just check to see if y'all into the money technique round. I don't know, because, you know, we're going to do something. But we got a little something for y'all here, because Klaus Schwab and them, They've been showing them on the news now. I said, damn, I said, I'm watching some Fox News, and I'm going to tell y'all something, y'all. Y'all always say, one of the gangsters, now this coming out, that name I told you, I'm going to see if you find out who this gangster is. It says, at the end, it says he started his own media empire. Then it goes on. I ain't going to get the name. The view that democracy and socialism are interwardly related spread far and wide in the decades which preceded the Bolshevik Revolution. Many come to believe that democracy and socialism meant the same thing, and that democracy without socialism and socialism without democracy would not be possible. That came out of socialism. The dude is Ludwig von Mises. M-I-S-E-S.
Hey, bro, you know what came out the other day? That the Biden administration got outed again for paying all the television networks to push the COVID shot propaganda. He paid all
right.
of them.
Fox, paid them all.
CNN. So all that shit, mainstream media, leave the shit alone.
Hey, Darren. And plus they were playing these Negroes on black radio too, man.
Yeah.
That shit.
Oh, yeah.
Right. All of it.
Oh, yeah.
All of it.
Oh, yeah. All of it, yeah.
ESPN, no Fox News, ESPN is owned by Dizzy. Man, them sports Kansas, Stephen A. Smith, they all puppets, literally, Muppets.
Yeah, they are, bro.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
they weaponized celebrity. But according to Dr. Lee, only 29% of these stupid Negroes took the vaccine. So 81% of us, they take that shit. So I love black people. 81% of us, they fail for it.
Right. That's a fact. That's why they kept saying. See, that's where, let's be honest, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all something right quick. That's some beautiful shit you just said, because that shows you that what we see as black people doing all this wearing, they really ain't took the shot. They actors, they act like they try to pretend. See, some blacks go take it too far. They pretended like, yeah, we did everything. I'm wearing the mask everywhere, knowing that they know that shit far as that taking that shot. Now, because Brother West, those of you that know that, they were mad at the Democrat Party because they could not get black. Remember, we were supposed to be their number one fan club. And because we did not get the shots like they thought we was, now
right.
they had to jump ship to a new agenda, because after a while, your number one base ain't taking the shot. They looking like they took the shot. They in cars with heated up Jerry curls with a mask on and shit, watching their suit and shit. They don't, but they ain't took no shot. So that go to show you, boy. That's good espionage there, man. I'm going to tell y'all, that's some good espionage, because everybody got us looking like we took the shot, don't it? They'll look like, if you look at black folks from TV perspective, you would think we double vaxxed up everything, yet a lot of us didn't take it. So that's a very good sign. That's why facts
Kyrie
matter.
Irvin didn't take it, and quiet is kept before Ben Simmons got traded to Brooklyn. He didn't take the shot neither.
A bunch of them ain't took it, but they've been playing the
right.
game. The NBA is smart. They in hands with China. Everybody, let's be understood. They told you when they went to that festival in Houston, when they all went over there to China got mad. You got to know by now, black folks, that if Nancy Pelosi can warn the Olympic people, don't make them mad over there, it could be pretty rough. I mean, come on. How sad can that be, everybody? That was done. I mean, y'all had to see that. That was the wake-up call right there.
The Olympics.
She's invested in China as well. All of them are. All
right,
of them are getting money.
That's my point.
Biden.
She told you.
Yeah,
she
invested. John Kerry, all of them.
Now,
Mr. Snitch.
Yep, I ain't going to look at one party. But after we play this, I got to play this for y'all. And we got 60 seconds right now. Those of you who want to jump in it, we got two of y'all. Sister, where you at? I say, I got you. I can't believe y'all that. Boy, I got – and Wes is a two-time champion. I can't beat Wes. Oh, man. I go
– Yeah, I'm not
the
smartest champion here, so that's why I don't get it.
It's all fun, girl. It ain't nothing. $5. You betting $5 a day. Don't tell me what you're going to bet $5 on. You going to tell me you can't bet $5 on your own brain cell. God damn it. We're going to have to talk to y'all.
I ain't that, but you know.
You know we rib on hard. You a Buffalo. So I'm the hell you talking about? you got to be stopping that one. Let me go. Let me see. Let me get two of y'all in here before I play this tape. I'm going to tell y'all straight up. Hey, just listen to China on this. Don't worry about what the white man's saying who's narrating. Just listen to China. All y'all who hold, just listen to China only. After you hear how they was respected, that this happened just recently, y'all. This ain't happened no long ago. It ain't in our news. Our news is fake. We got fake news for real if you ain't heard this. If you ain't heard this, that's why we got to give it to you on the Helios.
So Klaus Schwab, thank you so much for joining us today ahead of this virtual Davos agenda. It's very clear that the devastation from the pandemic could be felt far and wide in terms of livelihoods, in terms of people losing their jobs. How do we rebuild better, and is there a real purpose from governments to rebuild better, or are they still just fighting fire?
Yes, of course, we are still in a situation where we have to fight the virus, but we also have to look at the future, and it's now a historical moment, a crucial moment, to rebuild the future, to reset our policies. And here, certainly, we have to take the lessons from the pandemic, which we had to fight and still have to fight. And we have to build a world which is more resilient, more inclusive, and also more sustainable. And in order to have a big kickoff and to use this opportunity, we organize next week the Davos Agenda Week as a kind of mobilization of all the spirits, all the good ideas, and so on, to show visions for the future.
Who will show the way, Mr. Schwab? So there's a book. We heard also this Rebuilding Better from the IMF, frankly, almost from the start of the pandemic. But does the Biden administration need to show the rest of the world how it's done?
No, we will have, of course, key leaders next week assembled. It's a little bit early for the new U.S. administration, but John Kerry will certainly present his ideas about climate change. But we need also mindset change. And I think we are also living in a very critical phase for how we are doing business. We are moving really into the age of what I would call the age of stakeholder capitalism. I think we have seen in the pandemic that companies who are committed to stakeholder responsibility have performed better because they have invested into the long-term vitality of the company. We will next week also show that we walk the talk, and we will announce that about 50 of the top global companies have committed under the leadership of our International Business Council, not only to talk about, let's say, stakeholder responsibility, but to report on in very concrete metrics about how they are performing.
Matrix.
Do you believe, Klaus Schwab, that governments and world leaders are ready for the challenge, that they will, you know, try and really address inequality, not just talk about it, but take concrete steps so that there's a real difference in 12 months, 18 months?
I think there is now a new willingness. We have seen it in the statements from many capitals around the world. We have seen, let's say, the positive signs of the U.S. government by rejoining the WHO, rejoining the Paris Agreement. I think there could be a new renaissance in international relations. Of course, we still will remain competitors, but and we have differences of opinion, particularly amongst the big blocs in the world, the big powers. But I think the time has come to enter again into a dialogue and to remind ourselves that we are part of a global community, and at the end, also the virus has shown us that we are globally interconnected. And again, a very good sign that the American new administration is joining probably the COVAX arrangement, which is a major effort of international cooperation to make sure that the vaccines are fairly distributed around the world.
Klaus Schwab, do we need to radically rethink capitalism?
That's a nice track right there. I'm about to get back with my man on that one. We're going to do that. That's a nice one. All right, we back. Let's see what we have
Drive
here.
On.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Radio Free Europe. I just sent it to you. Iran, Russia, and China, January 21st, 2020, was doing naval maneuvers in the Indian Ocean because they're getting ready to block America's flow into the country.
Woo-woo! Wow. I can't say it anymore. There you go. You ain't seen it in our news. Our news ain't showing none of that. They about to block
you see
us
what
up.
You see what I just sent you?
No, I'm on the phone trying to get the Cash App stuff, so but I will see it once. Once right. Yeah. Once
hey,
I,
hey,
once
hey, especially.
Hey, Bone, come
hey,
in.
Okay.
Hey.
Come in, Bone.
Hey, plus,
I got you.
Plus, January 31st, America had to pay a debt to China. They couldn't pay it, so therefore they came up with this bullshit wall. And the virus shit ain't working, so. 31st of January, they couldn't pay that debt, man. America couldn't pay it.
Let me share this with the family. Iran, Russia, and China are holding their third joint naval drill in the North Indian Ocean amidst the speculation that three countries are teaming up to face growing regional tensions with the United States.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah, no doubt about that one. No doubt about that one at all.
Radio Free Europe. And that's, they got that on.
Somebody
got to don't worry. We're going to get everybody who ain't playing the game about to get out of it. That's what's going to happen. We're about to look for all who going to play the game now. It's hot money time. Let me see. I got Brother West, where you at? You in there?
Yes, sir. Right in the front row, sir. President accounted for, sir.
1-877. Sister, you in there? You waking up? You better wake up because it's the money round. Let me see. Brother G, where you at? Brother G, you in there?
I'm here, man. Brother West, you can't get away two times in a row, baby.
Nah, man. We gonna make it real rough on y'all today. All right, everybody in the house. We got everybody in the house. Okay, let me see. I got to make sure y'all microphone. Put your microphones down. Let me see. Okay, I got everybody in here. What are we looking like? Okay, we got everybody out. Okay, y'all ready for them. All right, we're going to give y'all a minute now to get everybody get. Let me get everything ready for them, everybody, because this is it. Get your hats on. We about to put it in there. Let's give them a little something before we get started. I know Brother West is ready. He's a two-time champion. And we got Brother G in chat. The sister ain't more than one. We got to get a sister with something in here somehow. But they get there to be quick. I hope they've been sleeping. Go get ready. Turn your microphones down. And then we'll be ready for them. All right. When we come back, get ready for the hot money game. Thank you.
dancers go stand up, for there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready, there's a train of coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the beat of harmony. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the
back, get ready for the money round. And since we got you know who as our champion, the man is back, Brother West, two-time champion in a row. We're going to challenge him against Brother G and Sister Akila. I hope that's you out there. I don't know. Are you with me? All y'all with me? Brother West gets to go first.
Yes, sir.
Of course, gets to go first. And so now, let us go. First question. What movie did O.J. Simpson play in about the moon? Was it Trading Places, Eyes Wide Shut, or Capricorn 1?
Capricorn 1. Capricorn 1.
All right. You got Brother West. Is that 5? Went to 10. Next question. Name the Pope that put in enslavement against the Indians. Is it Pope Peter the First, Paul the Third, or Pope Luke the Fifth?
Go with Luke the Fifth.
Question: Pope Paul the Third, 1537.
Okay.
All right. So now you stay at 10 because you didn't double it. Next question now for Sister. Are you ready? Are you ready? Can you hear me out there? Your mic on?
Yes. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, you ready? All right. Name one of the oldest diplomats still living today from the Nixon era. Is it Jimmy Carter? Is it Brezhnev Brzezinski? Or is it Henry Kissinger?
Henry Kissinger.
Okay, you had $10. You want to double the $10, or you want to keep adding the 5? What you one you want to do to make it 20?
I'll keep adding.
Okay, for $20. Double the money. Name 3 groups, one of the 3 groups, that is going to be the most populated group in America. 1, the Irish. 2, the Germans. 3, the Hispanics.
3, the Hispanics.
Okay, that doubled the money. She's at $20. Now, you want to double this $20? If you don't win, you go back to $10. Which one you want to do?
Add on.
Add on. All right. So we're going to double this to 40. All right. Name the group that Vladimir Putin was hanging with when he took the pictures of today's program. Is it 1, the Ishkar, 2, the Sephardic, 3 to Shabbat.
Okay, you saying that the picture was in on your website?
Yeah, it's name the three groups. Okay, well, name the
three
groups.
Too long, man.
That's it. You ain't see it. That was a part of it. You got to look at this. I give y'all clues on the show to watch for it that I named it. So now you back to $10. Let me go to Brother G.
I didn't double. I said add on.
Yeah, it's double. That means you double. If you don't say double, it add on means it's double. If you say only 10 or anything below the double, you can say I want $10. That way you only lost and only 10. So you doubled it. So that means that. So you still at $10. Both of y'all at 10. Here now is Brother G's chance to take the lead and maybe pull it out. I don't know. Brother G, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. What's up?
All right, here's your question. The name, the secret name that I told everybody to look up for the media to see what the name was, I gave a name. I'm going to say it, just make it easy for you. This individual from Ukraine, whose name is spelled Galanzo, stated that he started his own media empire. One, is it George Soros? Two, is it Rupert Murdoch? Three, is it Vladimir Putin?
Rupert Murdoch.
There you go, Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch was the guy. So you're starting out, you got your 10. You want a double?
Double.
Okay. What revolution in Russian history created a revolution? One, the Isabella Wars. C, the Bolshevik War. C, the Kremlin War.
Bolshevik.
There you go. $20. Three. Name what state has the most corporations? California?
Delaware.
All right, you already knew Delaware. All right. All right. You have $40. Now you know it got to get tougher now. Oh, it's got to get tough for you, buddy. We can't have everybody say getting easy questions. You know how they running here. Name. Can't have say you get these questions. No. We gotta make sure. We gotta make sure you know what we talking about. Now, this is gonna be a religious one. Let me get the question ready for you. This is gonna be a good one. Give me a female name for. Hope you're ready for this. Hold on. Let me get the question here. Make sure you. Oh, they won't let me do that question. I was trying to get a good question that they won't let me do on this. I got a spot that gives us good questions. They won't let me have that one. Hold on. All right. You ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
What is the Jewish name for enemies? One, the Groom. Three, the Shahedron. Four, the Saracens.
The Goyim.
There you go. Wow. That was a good one. Oh, man. This could be a good one here. You doubled it. You had $80. You messed this one up. Let me get you one that we won't have no problem with. Name one of the plans in the blueprint for people to be a part of. tax system, nomadism, or
what was the second one?
Nomadism or Christianity?
The tax system.
Nomadism.
Wrong. All right, let me go ahead and wipe this up, man. Come on.
Nomadism. Nomadism would have been the answer. You back at $10.
Let me clean this up, man.
Brother, back up here. Now, I told you, I gotta make these. They make this is a good. The name of the book today, A Brief History in the Future, was produced in 2008, 2005, 2006.
2006.
Okay, you got $20. All right. Name. Let me give you a name. Oh, this is going to be a good one here. Okay. I don't know. Let's go with this one here. Let's see if you can answer this one. This is about Black history. So think Black history. Has been on our program before. Name one of the most notable Black organizations in Black history as far as female. One is going to be a female organization made well known in Black America, Harlem Renaissance. One, the Mama's Club. Two, the Female Power Club. Three, Jack and Jill's of America.
Jack and Jill's.
Wow, good answer. Jack and Jill's of America. There you go. All right. $40. Oh man, this is getting really powerful here. Let me get you another question. I got so many of them. Oh my goodness. Here's one right here. Okay. This is about the United States government. See if you can answer this. The word America was in what edition of Webster's dictionary? Hold on, don't have that on here. No, let me change that up. Let me change that up for you. Uh-oh. Yeah, because you ain't gonna get this one. This because it's not made right. I got to be fair. I got to get one that we can have three questions. You can't have three questions out there. Now, still part of the government. Still part of the government. What is the ancient derivative of the word mu? What is this? What does mu mean today? Does it mean one, America, Atlantis, or the New World Order?
New World Order.
America, man, mu. A mu is America.
God damn.
Damn. Y'all. Sister, here's your chance. Are you with us?
Damn.
Sister, you with us?
She passed out.
Okay, all y'all at $10. This is your chance right here.
I thought me was Atlanta. Oh, you said the new wording, huh?
The wording was America. It's a singular word. America is not a nation. It is American. The nationality is America compared to the derivative of the ancient name Amer, Amu, or Mu. America is a tribute to those. MU or Ameru, which is M-E-R-U-R, or Ameru, which
is Ameru.
There you go. And I gave you the latter because it was, I gave you the mu because it was too easy to figure out by saying Ameru. Three derivatives. All right, so everybody's at $10. Sister, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the name of the first governments of the indigenous people? Was it democracy? Was it liberalism? Or was it a republic?
A republic.
All right. You had $20. Name the movie. This is a movie, Hollywood. Name the movie where Charlton Heston was fighting zombies from an apocalyptic vaccination. Was it Planet of the Apes? Was it the Omega Man? Or was it Capricorn One?
I don't know who Charles is.
Charlton Heston.
Going...
Charlton Heston, the actor, played in these movies.
So I'll say Capricorn.
Time up.
It's Omega Man.
No, I said... Oh,
Omega Man. Omega Man, yeah. All right. Brother G, you ready?
Quit playing with these people, man. Quit playing. Come on, bro.
Hey, y'all take a... You got a half hour, man. Y'all better get this...
We're going to the promised land on this one. Okay,
I'm
bro.
Loving
come
it. I'm loving
come
it.
On.
I'm loving it,
come
man.
On.
I'm loving it. Believe me, I'm loving it. So I'm having fun with this. Let me go here. Here it is. Name the number one group in America, number one group in America, who has the most churches, the Irish, Protestant, or Black America?
Black America, Holy Ghost Avenue.
Okay, all right, $20. All right, now, you double the money?
Double.
Okay. Give me the name of Klaus Schwab's group. Is it called the WEFers? Is it called the Young Globalist Leaders? Is it called the Young Uyghur Society?
Young Globalists.
All right. There you go. Young Globalists. There you go. 40. All right, you listening. I'm going to see if y'all listen to that. We're going to go to movies. Okay, this is going to be pretty deep here. Let me give you one here right off the top. Now, this is Hollywood.
Damn.
Name the movie that got Stanley Kubrick supposedly murdered. Was it Capricorn One? Was it Eyes Wide Shut? Or was it Good Night America?
Eyes Wide Shut.
There you go. All right. You at $80. It's not going to be easy. Wow. Name one of the ancient black serpent cities built in Asia. One would be the Angkor Wat, other one would be the Luxor, or the other would have been the Buddha carvings.
Angkor Wat.
There you go. Angkor Wat. All right. We got another one. Brother G, sister, I gave everybody game over. We back. We be back at you in a little while, boy. Boy, this was a tough one. That'd be bad. I can't believe it, but hey, $5 got you some gas, baby. You probably got about what?
Hey, when I pulled up, man, I spent $69, bro. 69.
I can really try, baby.
Some of them. For this to happen, the way it's happening, they got to be on the list. And Daniel Crenshaw, Congressman of Texas, those of you in Texas, listen up. Dana Perino on the 5 on Fox. I just told y'all Fox was the gangster, Mafia Tactics, Rupert Murdoch. I didn't say it. It was in his book. Gavin Gilchrist, who was Gretchen Whitmer's deputy in 2019. So they on there. Gavin Newsom. George Stephanopoulos. Oh, my God. Yuma Madison. I mean, all of them. Some of the most scariest ones is unbelievable. Is this one named Lena Nguyen, the Chinese lady. Joseph Patrick Kennedy II is on this. They all part of this global, young global leaders. The one that touched me the most with all y'all going to the Trump rally, we hope to be there this week to see firsthand report. Tessely Gilbert from Hawaii. I was kind of hurt to hear she's in on it, too. She is part of the young
Gabbard.
Yeah, Tessie Gabbard. Yes, she's in it. I mean, names go on and on. I got the whole list. Y'all want the list, just text me, beat me or whatever. I'll give y'all to you. It's somebody gave it to me. It's unbelievable. Oh, I mean, Africa. I said, I know
Leonard
how many people
DiCaprio.
In Africa.
DiCaprio.
Yeah. We got Obama, Julian Castro, the Spanish cat, Peter the Buttigieg, the so-called, you know, Buttigieg the man, the one who's on paternity leave. All kind of stuff going on. Okay, but I want y'all to hear this chick. This chick here is dangerous. And let me let y'all know this. They're not finished with trying to put this vaccine agenda through. They're trying hard, and it's only a matter of time. that we can stop it. Just like they need their time, time is of all essence. That's why I went forward today. We must go forward and make things happen. This is what will happen if you do not wake up.
One other thing that we're seeing now, and I think this is a response to the rise of Delta, is more willingness among governmental authorities and others to mandate the vaccine. We saw that yesterday the VA said it's going to require the vaccine for its employees. We saw the mayor of New York, the governor of California. Do you anticipate seeing more in this vein, more requirements?
Yes, and it cannot come soon enough. We have hit a wall when it comes to vaccinations in this country. We're just not going to get even we're close to the vaccine levels that we need in order to prevent another surge of coronavirus and the development of new mutations and new variants over time. Really, what we need to do is to make a decision as a society. I mean, we have laws, for example, against drunk driving. You can drink in your home or in private if you would like. But we have a law saying that if you want to get behind a wheel where you could potentially endanger other people, then that's not allowed. That's against the standards of conduct in our society. I think at some point we need to make a similar decision about the vaccine. You can remain unvaccinated if you so choose. But if you want to be in public and potentially could be infecting others with a dangerous and sometimes fatal disease that's highly transmissible, then there is an obligation of society. I mean, I think you could have an opt-out the way that France, for example, or Italy and other countries are doing, saying that if you want to be in bars, restaurants, movie theaters, et cetera, either be vaccinated or have proof of a recent negative test. I hope that we move in that direction as a country here, because at the end of the day, I don't really understand why people have the choice to be infecting our vulnerable children or immunocompromised people, or even others who have taken the responsible choice to get vaccinated.
This is one of the most dangerous individuals in talking of the propaganda. And she's Lena Nguyen, an Asian woman who seems to be hell-bent on bringing in the Chinese agenda. I mean, regardless of what you might think about it, it's an agenda. It's real. They bring you in, sister. It's real. And it's effectively working across the globe. Again, Brother Luck, I'm gonna see you, Brother Luck. Let me see if Brother Luck turns his. Are you listening, Brother Luck? I'm gonna bring you in. If not, I know you're doing your thing, but
doesn't this sound like the Chinese social score?
Yeah,
social credit score.
Right. If you don't get the vaccine, you're against society. Brother Luck, I've been trying to get you in there, man. Give me some love. What's happening?
What's happening, brother? Yeah, it's tidying up the flag. I was down your way yesterday, man. They had a little crab festival.
At Homestead. I heard they was down there. How was it?
It was nice, man. Good, man. It was a wonderful time. But, but getting caught up, brother, I mean, there's something strange happening, and we don't seem to want to grasp it, man, but there is a, I don't know what the proper terminology would be, but they're retrofitting, I guess, the human race in a sense. I mean, they just passed a law in Florida that young kids can't even call each other, can't even use the word gay.
Right.
I mean, things are...
Wait a minute. I've seen that. That law was labeled, but it's not in the language. The language was that they didn't want somebody from the age of a certain age, like the 4 years old, to be being told that they had to hear the transgender terminology without their parents' consent. Because they're saying that kids going into school now is being able to be told this without the parents knowing. But somehow they changed the lingo up, which was not, I've seen that. It was a big debate. A big debate was on about that. He said gay is not in the bill at all. They saying the language of the transgender talk, they did not think that was appropriate for a four-year-old who's just getting into school.
Kindergarten, K through
right,
three.
Right.
They shouldn't be exposed to, you know, they're too young for that, man.
Oh, I knew that was going to be a hotbed. I seen it. Believe me, I was on top of that. I said, oh, let me see what this means. Checked it out. That's why I tell you the lingo. You can't go by tidbits on the news. The news going to make it sound like it's that, but in the bill, it ain't that. So that's why I said we got to read the bill rather than the news. But go ahead.
Yeah, of course, but it just shows that what type of maneuvering is taking place. So even with this vaccine, they're not abandoning. We need to know, I mean, and whose benefit that they must feel like they must vaccinate a large majority of the population. I mean,
right.
What's really going on?
Yeah, that's about me too.
And to what end? So, I mean, there's a lot of things happening. There's a lot of things happening, but funny thing, everybody missed the whole delegation that went to Venezuela.
begged
for gas or begged to release some gas.
Yeah.
And Venezuela is a close ally of Russia. And they're already planning, you know, some maneuvering. Russia has sent over large bombers. You know, talking about it.
But what's your thought about that, brother? But what's your thought about that? Because you see Russia, they're heavily influenced in the Caribbean. I mean, China's heavy influence in the Caribbean. And yet, the people seem to be, like, against, seem to be, they want us against America, so we'll let it, it'll be easier for them, for us to hate America than for them to come fight in America. So I kind of see that's art of war, Brother West, we talked about. It's easy. If I can make the people hate their own area, it's more easy for me to take over.
Yeah, that's a new tactic. It seems to be a new tactic being, you know, being utilized right now. So they can't really face the juggernaut head on. I mean, that'll be a losing attempt, you know. So I guess it's really a skillfully, and look like it's a two-pronged, multi-pronged. I mean, China is involved as well, and Russia. So we don't know what's the real.
Germany?
So,
think about Germany too, because remember, Germany is now getting oil from them,
right.
And you know, they're one of the biggest major powers of Europe. They like the fuel of Europe. They're Anglo-Saxon Protestant for real. And so what you think that may happen over here with the Protestant church? Because a lot of our people are Protestants, AME, all them churches. What do you think about all that?
Well,
you know,
what's eerie is how quiet they've been. I think that's
yes
it's been a little too quiet. And We don't have any really sharing of information as to what dialogues are being held in these rooms, you know.
Yes.
And how these people are congregating to eventually, you know, either be a part of or maybe part of the scene to eventually either soften up the belly of America per se. But we know something is in the works, you know. In 2021 December, they went off the dollar completely, meaning that Russia and China. They announced it to the world, but it was kept quiet. But that seems to be the forerunner to what's happening now. So once they secure their economic, I guess they're gonna go through it in terms of the sanctions that are being levied. But they're probably, I think they've already been ready. They're anticipating this, and I guess it's the American people right now that we have not really felt it. And I think what's happening is that I think we're getting ready to go into that food shortage. You know, we got the trucking issue. Already presented itself. We have situations where we had ships out there caught out on the water. Everybody was sleeping on it. Nobody has been making an urgency to find out what's going on to solve it. So it's like
they've been
testing us for a good minute now to see how we're going to react until it's a problem.
Right, I agree. Man, you did this thing, man. I think we should get together, man. Do a presentation again somewhere on a Zoom call or that. Friend of foe with them two statues and dissect that to the max of Art of War, because right there shows me that they have fulfilled many of their intangibles, because basically if you can starve off the American land, the heartland, and then Russia, the same person that helped you in the beginning of the so-called Revolutionary War, now they telling you that you got to pay up. And I'm so glad the brother said that the queen, remember, they had tainted the gold. They had tainted the gold and gave it to Russia. I hope y'all remember that. Yes, they did. They tainted the gold a long while back in the day. Russia was pissed, and they got exposed. Yeah, so we're seeing a gold war going on. We're seeing all this now. Let me ask you about what I see with the church. I want to do something, man. We should probably bring that about, man, because the church seems to be, it says America's religious will be the politics of the future. I can see it clearly, because religion, all you got to do is show Jesus in a hologram in the sky, and we would catch holy hell in America.
Yeah.
They will believe
it. What better to when during a crisis, when people are at their wit's end or uncertainty is about, why not introduce it then? Because they got to force the crisis first to get everybody.
Right. That's right. They got to force the crisis.
All centered. And that's what's coming. You know, I think it's pretty much here. I think they're in their early stages now, but it's going to ratchet up, I believe.
The man said, John, you speak from with French with the Creole. Jacques, I tell you, go look this dude up, man. Try to get the community to understand what we're talking about, because this is a French. The French is very diabolical. We following the Paris Agreement, which is the foundation for infrastructure, but not the kind we think. The infrastructure is that we out the picture, and the new infrastructure would be electrical, AI, automotive, and so forth. Because we see it here in Florida, y'all. I met a company.
You mentioned the French, but some slick thing has happened in the past couple of months. Well, all these coups that took place in Africa, especially in the French-dominated Francophone companies, they've turned that over to the U.S. A lot of the coup were trained, mercenaries, et cetera, and the U.S. took them to lead, and somehow France has taken a back step and just kind of like handed it over. And it hasn't been talked about a lot. But go research it.
It's not going to be talked about a lot. We got to come to grips. The news media is fake. Let me get everybody. We have the 1 o'clock hour. 10 minutes left. I'm going to try to get everybody to come in. If chaos erupts, the show will just cut because I'm going to let it go. But just up to y'all how much y'all want to hear each other. 3274, you in there. What region you in?
This is Ray Fonseroy. How you doing, my brother?
Oh, man. There you go. Go ahead, Ray. Take it in there. Yes. Give us 10 minutes.
I just want to add that everything that has been said is accurate. But we need to do it with some solutions. And the solution that we see on this side is the drum. We need to go back to our drum, the drum call, which is on at 3 o'clock, and I'm preparing for that right now as we drum around the world on these same issues. And we're calling on the spirit of the creator of the universe, the giver and sustainer of all life. We're calling on the creator to intervene and fight this battle. Because we don't have the weapons to fight this battle, but we do have the spirit of the creator.
That's right.
So we're asking everybody, drum at 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and it goes around the world. The brothers and sisters all over the world. They're in Africa. They're in Central South America. They're in Australia. So we're all over. People, oppressed people, are coming together. And so everything that has been said on this show so far has been accurate. And I just appreciate you all so much because you're studying and you're showing yourselves approved of what's going on. So now it's time to stand up and stand up with the power that we have. And we are the most powerful people on the planet. We just have not organized ourselves to deal with these issues. We need to put these people in their place, and we can. So I just wanted to add.
And we don't even need a gun. Ray, I agree with all y'all say, but that we don't need no gun. Our money is a very powerful instrument. But it's used in a foolish manner. So that's where the theme of re-education got to go, where the younger people realize their wealth, because as a nation of people, buying power, we 15, y'all, in the world. I just seen it recently. 15 in the world for buying power. That's amazing. Absolutely. Without really knowing. Dumbfine. Amazing.
Yeah,
but
we just turn to each other.
Go ahead, brother.
If we just turn to each other, not on each other, we'll win this war. This is our war to win, and we will win it if we work together.
How did it go that day, Ray? Because I told you I had to do some family stuff. How did it go with the churches that you, the event you had here in South Florida? What's your perception of how we're thinking on that? Because you do have connections with a lot of these people still to this day. So how did it go with that? What's your thoughts on what you're seeing when you did that?
Well, our people are lost, and we have to bring them around. The church is not where you and your listening audience is, and they have to be brought around. I believe the drum call is going to bring them around, because there are no other answers for them.
That's right. Music. Okay. Yeah, music is a beautiful thing. Yeah, it can be done.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you also with that. What's your thoughts on, because, again, I said earlier, the people that we really fighting against, if we look at it as the war, are older people who are, I mean, Henry Kissinger has been around. You've been around him. You've been around Henry Kissinger yourself, your brother. So look how long this guy, and he's still a mover and shaker, and Soros is your age, if not older. How do we look at that dichotomy when we think it's about the youth, but really it's still the old?
Adrenochrome.
You don't look at it that way. You look at the spiritual. You have to look at through spiritual eyes. They are not doing what the Creator has asked us to do. We're not doing it. We have to follow the Creator's laws, not theirs. They're the ones who took over and set up their laws to benefit themselves. And they run. They're trying to rule the world with their laws. Those are not
so
the
I'm
laws
saying.
Of
so
the
so
Creator.
So when we look at. So let me get this straight. So when we look at like somebody like who's in your age group that we all look. A Clyburn from South Carolina. So basically, you saying to me and Maxine Waters, we should just listen, stop listening to their ass. That's basically what you're trying to say. Or you know,
they are not spiritual, obviously. And like I said before, when we get organized, we'll have our own government, we'll have our own rules and regulations, we'll have our own laws. Those are their laws. They set these laws up. They came here and found us here, living in peace. And they came to kill, steal, and destroy. So now we got to send them back to where they came from. And the way to do it, in my opinion, is to call us on the Creator to do this for us. We can't. We don't have tanks and bombs and planes and stuff. But the Creator got it all. And he will deal with it. And this stuff ain't going to work when the Creator says yes. And if we all ask for it, we all go at the same time and pray and ask. Everybody has a prayer.
I play. You know, I play my drum. I love. I tell people I live today because I play that. I still play, and everybody know me. You see me up at the Blue Dean Blues. We up there. So let me ask something else too, Greg. Because Africa and all the countries around today, you've had some experience with them as well. How do we look at the immigration when it comes to? I know we say, but black, I say the black America that's been here and died here and fought here seems to be pushed to the side at a level where it's now, if we don't catch this particular time frame, it could be lost because the youth is so fragile based off what has been interdated into them, as far as the school system being pretty much very much on the take of all this. How are we going to deal with this dichotomy of this? Because it is a reset. Somewhere we're going to have a reset. How do you see the reset coming along with us? I mean, we could benefit. What's your thoughts if something were to happen ASAP tomorrow? Something bad happened because it looked like they're trying to start a war here. What's your take on that?
Something bad happens every day, and it's happening right now. But we are something good. We are something good not only for people, melanated people, but for the world. The world looks to us, and particularly the African and American. They're looking to us. We're in the most powerful country in the world. We built this country. We made it what it is. And we can create our own, and we can come away from them. Okay, yes, they've been trying to isolate us. Well, hey, let them go ahead. I don't want to be a part of them anyway. Let's do what we do. And that's all I've been saying. We got the law. Let's make the law work for us.
Yeah, I don't see. I think that's a good thing about doing. Now, if you got your car, you're driving. Just put yourself on mute. You can still listen. But if you don't want to participate, I'm gonna say to 7-6. I hear a lot of driving. So I want, because I know at the time I ain't gonna be able to take you out.
I'm mute already.
That's not you. Yeah, I'm saying mute if you're driving and making noise. If you're driving, that's fine. We'd love you to listen to the show. We just want to make sure everybody gets in, because once 1 o'clock, the board will go. I have no control over nothing after that, and that's on y'all to stay still harmonious with the hearing each other talk. I ain't gonna have to ask y'all questions. That way we can know where we at, because Ray just said some stuff. Now, those of you who have just heard Ray, who well documented on this program, been on this program for many years, how do we take your area? He's talking South Florida.
Right.
What about your area where you see the Bible Belt? The Bible Belt is real in Georgia, Brother West. The Bible Belt is pretty much the main academic think tank in that area. How do you see something, if an illusion is that powerful, why people will still follow something that does not make any more sense? How you take it? How you going to take it when you start
I'm hoping with this thing, y'all saw that Ryan Coogler thing happen in January where he went to the bank and the sister called the damn police on him. He getting his own money out. I'm hoping our people realize, like Brother Ray say, man, economic sanctions, man. That's what these countries do when they get mad at another country. They economic sanctions. They don't go around They don't go around marching, talking about no goddamn no mock, no peace, marching around till your feet fall off and shit. All like Brother Ray say, all we got to do is hold our money, man.
Money.
That's all we got to do.
And
go ahead.
And in retrospect of what Brother Ray was saying and what the brother from St. Louis was saying, he was saying, you know, sometimes, or first of all, you got to start at the church because they're not really spiritual. They're not really into the oneness and the natural law that was given to us. However, but what the brother was saying, how we're so gullible and that, you know, by they using the church and what would Jesus do and turn the other cheek and being gullible is that we give so much precedence to others and we so sympathetic
brother.
To others that we don't look at our own, we don't look at our own village and we so, you know, passive.
Okay, hold on, brother, because that's what I said. I want to make sure we got to have some dialogue. I know you want to jump on it, but all I'm saying is,
brother,
that he's making sense on what you're saying, brother G. But again, I find that, and brother Ray, you know me and you had this conversation. Me and you can see eye to eye. Ain't a problem between me and you because you there. But there is a very strong presence of the older generation in our communities that do not want to hear nothing different at all. Like if you tell them some different stuff, you ostracized or you considered crazy. Just like with the COVID.
Or they can leave it in the hands of the Lord.
No, right. But
we have to write
just like
the
COVID. No, but we're talking about how you're going
to. What the church needs to do is go back to being a community organization.
Hold on. Everybody wants to talk. That's why I asked y'all earlier.
I just want to say this. Each of us need to do this for ourselves. It's on us. It ain't on the church. We'd already been misled by them.
Well, you're still going to have interaction, right?
Those who are going to be saved or who are going to be saved from this society that's on its way down your streets.
Hold on. Brother Ray, let me ask you a question now. Just be real, everybody. And before y'all jump in, listen carefully because I'm going to ask y'all questions. I don't want y'all to talk. I'm going to ask y'all. I got the numbers. That way y'all can stay quiet. Because I want to hear from you, but I want to hear from you with some not jumping in. The man just said we got to stick together one-on-one. One-on-one. Okay, I'm with the one-on-one, but when it comes to war, you don't win a war one-on-one. You win a war collective with a group effort of people. So right then and there, we got to see who is the enemy. Brother Luck, I've been telling you why I say this all the time. Who are our enemies? It could be your own area. Your own people could be your enemy right away. Right before the white man, before I go fight the white man, how I know my own people ain't gonna come get me?
Well, they don't want to do you in if you're not aware.
Okay,
if you're not aware.
Hey,
that's why I say this is a spiritual warfare.
I got you. That's spiritual. I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna keep you on the spiritual tip. Stay with me on that one. Don't leave it. I want to get everybody.
Well,
Brother West.
Brother ain't a brother.
I got you, no,
right.
Brother Ray. I got you. Brother West, let me hear from you right quick.
Yes, so see, our people got to realize once the enemy is me. I'm my own enemy. Once I realize how to damn move and groove myself, and see, our people so damn stupid, they're looking for Jesus and God to come save us. All these black ass got to do is look in the mirror. You see God. You see Jesus. Okay we got that's the way I look at it, man.
Hold on. I'm going with that.
Hold on.
Everybody get 30 seconds on this thing. Everybody, it's like chess. Everybody, you don't on a real chessboard. You don't have all day. It's a time thing with a sand or a timer. So I'm getting everybody get 30 seconds. That was good analogy. But now you and Ray saying the same thing I'm saying. But let's go with the reality of some of that too. In the final analysis of us coming saved by the hurricane, I didn't care who was a Christian, a Buddhist, a Muslim, during that, after that hurricane, that was able to help us. So if a catastrophe comes, you really think you're going to have a really a lithic rule of saying who going to be your friend and foe at that personal time of this catastrophe. It may not happen to me when it happens to you, brother, up there in Region 1 and Region 5 and Region 6. It may not happen at the same time. So say something do happen to you in Region 4 that's not in my region. I can't say I can get to you to give you the support you need at the time. So who in your perimeter, if you understand war, claiming you read the book, on you said you read the book, didn't say you have to set a perimeter of people. You got to have people that is in your camp, in your own area. Because how you going to get out the area without no help? So this is where the problem coming in.
We definitely need help.
You got to have help. That's just military talk. Period.
You definitely need help. And I think that we should do is to use the churches right now because we are in a war as we speak right now. We are at war with gas.
So use the church. Give us
we are
30
war,
seconds why
we
should
we use are, churches. We are at war with our government. We are at war with COVID. We are at war with fake media. So we have to go to our churches because I am in the process of creating a church myself. But I think we should go to the churches because they are set up for the community and tell the church, y'all need to snap out of it and go back to why y'all were created back
now,
in the early days to help the community. So you tell the church that we need
FBI
to use the congregation. Let me finish,
hold
guys.
On. Yeah, you
people
got
30 there.
Seconds.
I'm in sales.
You ain't got all day. You got
and
30
I did,
seconds.
And people, churches have people. So when you go to the head of the church and you say to the church, we are in war. Let's get together.
Okay.
Let's set up meetings.
Listen to me. You can't even follow what we just said. We said 30 seconds. We said 30 seconds.
Woman,
and
man.
Look what we got to do
that's
is get
woman,
you to
man.
Stop.
And I have 30
seconds. 30
and I've been
seconds.
On the air
everybody
for 3
seconds.
Hours. So
that's
I have to be able to speak my
piece.
Hold
on. This is what we're going to go to.
I have to be able to speak my piece.
That's
a woman, man.
I was talking and y'all were interrupting.
Hold on. Hold on the white man show. I'm gonna get you. I'm dealing with this.
Yeah, let
on the white man show. On the white man show, if they told you you had 30 seconds, what they gonna do? On CBN. All I asked you to do.
Hey.
All I asked you to do was listen. I think I got 30 seconds. You want to keep going? It's like, that shit, 31. Men do it too. Men do it too. Like, see, what I'm saying.
My daughter was just
saying,
trying to say why.
Yeah. That's why we gonna have to get this. Because see, once we let the show go, y'all go into chaos. I said, can you wait? I get every. Wes, you saying bones, bones, bones for what? You already talked. You know what I'm saying?
I know, man.
Time
for you to
I'm going
down,
to war with
the
white
bones.
Man,
get
and you can't even follow a script on radio.
It's
that's why
good,
I say,
bro.
Are y'all for
get
real?
The
for
bell,
real? What?
Drive
on
me.
God,
get the
I'm
bell.
Just saying that's
sad.
A woman, man.
That's sad, man.
It's all
that's
good,
sad.
Get the bell. Get the
I'm
bell.
Just trying to tell
time
y'all,
to ring
how
the bell.
You going
to
win a war when you can't even listen to instructions? That's why I do the hot money thing to see if y'all really listening. Because, see, this is how war...
Right
didn't
on,
you
bro.
Read the book? Brother West, no, Brother West, you read the book. You said you read the book. What did it say to do to the enemies of within your enemies in that book?
Uh-oh.
What did it say to do? What did it say to do?
You make your ear out there, my enemy. My enemy is my friend. Hey.
Okay, we ain't going to go there now.
Hey,
no, that's why I say...
The enemy of my enemy is my friend, man.
Yeah, it didn't say be the enemy of your friend. It say a certain enemy. I said the enemies that's in your camp. You supposed to what to them?
Oh,
you're supposed to
head.
Take their ass out.
Yeah,
take their
yeah,
ass
yeah,
out.
Yeah. Okay, so that means if y'all was to really go to war, let's just be real. Let's just talk logistics. If y'all was really go to war right now, who would you have to kill first as a group in your neighborhood?
Your neighborhood.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They don't get it. I tell you, boy.
Hey, this goddamn Mexican.
I'm vindicated. I'm going to be vindicated for real when the real shit happens. Because it's going
to
happen.
This goddamn Mexican.
Hey, dry bone.
Hey, all I can say is, go ahead, bro.
Can I get 30 seconds right quick?
Yeah, 30 seconds. Brother, I yield you 30 seconds. See, that's how they do it in law. I yield to this brother for 30 seconds. Can we handle that?
Number one. Baby Bush gave those major ministers of today millions of dollars to create mega churches to keep people in the box. Number two, if you can't get the people to abide by rules of engagement, whatever the rules are that people agree to establish, because anybody lean to the left or the right of that rule, they're in violation regardless of how far they lean. It's still violation. So we need to be orderly and disciplined. It's just that simple. Anybody that's opposing to that, either they need to leave the camp
Or just like you said, off with the head.
If we would all return inward
and decide only to work with each other, 20% of what we're doing right now, the whole world would change anyway. But see, we won't do that. Just like Martin Luther King's plight. Everybody felt that it would be better to shop in their stores because they don't want us there, instead of just keep that same old feeling.
All right, well, hold on. Let's yield back. I'm going to yield to one of y'all right now. In that process of us going through that ritual, which is a hell of a ritual, that civil rights movement was a hell of a ritual. It got us to give up all of our properties to integrate into somebody else's property to prove validation. Right there should have been a wake-up call to that generation. But that generation, like all of us, have been deceived. I know I've been deceived. So I'm saying to everybody with the generation,
there are many of us who have not given up their property.
Brother Ray, let's be real. In Miami, since the time you've been here, let's go with reality here. You know that most blacks have lost major property here in Miami. Now, come on now. Let's not even go there.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm saying to you, how did it happen? How come we can never talk about what happened?
And work those of us who did not come together and work together on a plan,
right,
and now the United States government is using these sanctions that they're using are copies of what we did in the civil rights movement. We said, stop shopping with the people who are oppressing you.
But in reality, hold on. Now, not talking about you. I want you to talk about the N-word. You, not the issue. The civil rights movement is still powerful. James Clyburn is older than you. Passing a gay bill. He's the one passing the gay bill.
It's only powerful because they make powerful who they want to make powerful.
My point is, the people powerful. Okay, what about the
and
blacks
we
in South
need
Carolina?
To make our own people powerful, and we need to put our own resources together, and we need to develop them and defend them.
I understand. And I'm not saying you're wrong. All I'm saying is me and you are on the same level. What about the people?
They're all over this country. My point is, who do we denounce first?
If we're going to denounce some people, we got to get into the part of really vindicating what we say. If we're going to say that a group that we're talking about is in power as we speak, right now, all you on this line know, whatever region you in, the only group you see is going to be the NAACP and Black Lives Matter. Now, if this
that's
is the case...
That's because we have not stood up against that.
Well, I don't... You keep saying we.
We have not organized
ourselves. All y'all say we.
Every brother ain't a brother. Every white man ain't your enemy. But
Brother
we
Ray, I'm not saying that.
30 seconds.
That's right. Brother Ray, I'm saying? Now, Brother Ray, I'm giving you a chance to talk, but you let people say, understand, I'm going by what you're saying. I'm getting them to dialogue from what you said earlier. All I'm asking y'all is the number one group in your region that is propagating our people to do this is they own our own people. So right there, y'all.
Yeah.
Now, let's go
to drive on.
Here's the question. How long does the people keep watching these people propagate this lie in front of them until it gets to be a catastrophe?
Hey, drive on.
Go ahead.
Can I be heard?
I yield to Brother West.
See,
I'm going to yield to you.
What it is? See, we got to just turn our back on them devils and keep moving, do our own thing, man. Fuck them. I ain't got time to be worried about them devils.
But how you gonna get gas? Hold on, time out. How you? I'm gonna gotta ask a question. I know what you're saying, but you do got to get gas for your car, don't you? Right?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm saying my black ass home right now, man.
Hey, drive on. You started that game show. Now everybody's making their own rules. You know, that wasn't A, B, or C, Westford. I'm just going to stay in the damn house.
Yeah.
Hey, but hold on. I read something recently from Biden. Biden said that they was going to create a second lockdown to us not being able to travel because we...